303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
M760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Dave Hazy and Thornton Denver Boulder.
And online at am760.net.
9/11 families.
He will be in confinement. He will not be released.
React to Moussaoui's sentence.
It would have been a lot easier to buy a round and place it right in his brain.
Health care headache.
Getting harder to find a doctor to take your insurance.
Rioting in South Korea. Good morning, I'm Nick Young with a CBS World News Roundup. He will spend the rest of his life behind bars. In 2 hours, Zacharias Moussaoui will face formal sentencing a day after the jury rejected the death penalty. That decision pleased some of those who lost loved ones on 9/11 and angered others. Carrie Lamack, whose mother died on one of the planes that crashed into the World Trade Center, says Moussaoui is receiving just desserts.
He's going to be in jail for the rest of his life, which is exactly what this man deserves.
John Cartier, whose brother was killed, has a different idea.
True justice for me personally would be allowing the families to deal with this guy and letting us do what we want with him. Very slowly.
New York's mayor on 9/11, Rudolph Giuliani, says he's disappointed at the jury's decision, but
it does demonstrate that we can give people a fair trial, that we are exactly what we say we are. We're a nation of laws.
Let's go live to Alexandria, Virginia, for more on this extraordinary case from CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Nick, this trial has been Moussaoui's stage. Outrageous testimony, insults against America, and a stream of one-liners, including one aimed at a sick juror. Moussaoui, biological warfare, he shouted. Expect a final performance here today. At the Supermax prison, he'll have no audiences, CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
23 hours a day of solitary confinement, no radio, no television. And I think worst of all for Moussaoui, from his point of view, he doesn't get that soapbox. He doesn't get to communicate his message to the rest of the world.
Moussaoui is 37 years old. Live in Alexandria, Virginia, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The skyrocketing price of gas has sent up howls of outrage all the way from Main Street to Capitol Hill, where lawmakers are taking action. Here's CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
The House passed a bill providing stiff civil and criminal penalties for price gouging of gasoline, diesel, and heating oil. It would be the first federal anti-gouging law and was backed by Michigan Democrat Bart Stupak.
The American people are quite fed up with the price gouging that's going on at the gasoline pump. They know gouging when they see it, and they're being gouged.
The measure represents an about-face for Republican leaders who had previously blocked efforts by Democrats to pass a federal anti-gouging law. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Even before the latest spike in pump prices, hybrids were rolling off car lots at a faster pace. Last year, sales of hybrid vehicles were double what they were in 2004. One analyst says the higher gas prices is going to make it hard to predict sales this year. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, the president's on the hybrid bandwagon.
Right, Nick. Owners of hybrids already enjoy some tax benefits, credits that phase out, though, over the next 3 years. The president's energy brainstorming session with lawmakers yesterday included talk of further incentives.
There seemed to be an agreement that we ought to extend the tax credit for these kind of automobiles to encourage our consumers to purchase the hybrid automobile.
Now, one congressional proposal would already give added tax breaks to hybrid car makers. They're among long-term ideas that would not cure the current gas price shock. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In growing numbers, doctors across the country are saying they've had enough. Live to CBS News correspondent Dan Revive. Enough of what, Dan?
The reimbursements from health insurance companies, Nick. Many doctors feel the usual and customary charges they get paid are too low. A study by Dr. Susan O'Malley says now over 11% of physicians are not participating in managed care networks.
The types of docs that are dropping out tend to have been in practice longer.
More experienced doctors covered by your network, a little harder to find, especially psychiatrists and gynecologists. Now live to CBS's Jim Shenavy about the country's largest HMO, Kaiser Permanente. Questions about its kidney transplants in Northern California.
The questions have to do not with the 52 transplants performed at the Kaiser Transplant Center last year, but rather on the fact that twice that number of people died while still on the waiting list. The L.A. Times reports that transplant list is among the longest in the country, blamed in part on the hospital's failure to properly handle the paperwork and a reluctance by the doctors to perform transplants on riskier patients. Reporting live, Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com. I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Is life enough? The widow of the pilot of United 93 says yes. Still mourning the death of her husband, Colorado resident Sandy Dahl says the jury was correct in deciding that Zacharias Moussaoui should spend the rest of his life behind bars.
We'd be going through years of appeals, and there's no appeal now. He's just going to suffer the consequences.
If Dahl could say anything to the admitted hijacker,
God can do what he wants to do, and he doesn't need us down here murdering people.
Now that the verdict has been decided, the ex-flight attendant says she can let this go and remember Jason as a hero. Remember that bus that ran into the house last week? Lynn Kimbrough with the DA's office says charges have been filed.
A criminal summons and complaint has been issued for Catherine Sierra. She was the bus driver involved in a school bus accident on April 26th that left 24 students injured and the driver of a parked car injured as well.
Several students went to the area hospitals after the bus crashed into that house. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you, Tim. We're off to a great start on this highway drive. Luckily, all of our earlier crashes are completely cleared from the roadways, and speeds do remain on the high side up and down I-25. We're in excellent shape. We've got 50s and 60s across downtown as well as the tech center. One note of snow is slowing, though. It's along eastbound I-270 this morning right in Commerce City. It runs between I-76 and Vasquez, but luckily those are only very minor delays. In today's forecast, we'll see lots of cloud cover, cooler temperatures in the 50s, and overnight lows of about 38 degrees. Currently, we're at 46 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
PostNet is there for your last-minute Mother's Day shipments. Choose from FedEx, UPS, DHL, or U.S. Airmail services. PostNet can also professionally wrap and pack your shipments for a safe arrival. PostNet helps get it there on time. Create, duplicate, deliver. That's PostNet.
AM 760.
Now, I know there's some polls out there saying that this man has a 32% approval rating. Mr. President, please pay no attention to the people who say the glass is half full. 32% means the glass... It's important to set up your jokes properly, sir. Sir, pay no attention to the people who say the glass is half empty, because 32% means it's two-thirds empty. There's still some liquid in that glass, is my point. But I wouldn't drink it.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Last third is usually backwash.
Sponsored in part by the American Jewish Committee and by the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, working with Harvard Medical School's Department of Health Policy to identify programs that help keep quality health care affordable. On the web at bcbs.com. I'm Charles Osgood. Zacharias Moussaoui will not be executed. This morning, Judge Brinkema will pronounce the sentence the jury decided on yesterday.
The jury has found the defendant should be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of release.
Why that decision? And what happens to him now after this for the American Jewish Committee?
In 1906, a group of American Jews, shocked by attacks against Jews in Russia, met in New York. They created the American Jewish Committee, widely known today as AJC. They began fighting for the equal rights of Jews everywhere, and since Israel's establishment, for its right to live in peace and security, and the organization has never stopped. Our founders also understood that freedom and human dignity are everyone's business. That's why AJC defended Catholic children's right to attend parochial schools, when in the 1920s the state of Oregon tried to prevent it. Why AJC-sponsored research was cited by the Supreme Court in Brown v. Board of Education, the landmark desegregation case. Why AJC rushed to help victims of hatred in the Balkans and today in Darfur. This week in Washington, political leaders from around the world joined thousands of AJC members and friends to mark our first century. To help us shape the next 100 years, visit AJC.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Zacharias Moussaoui wanted to be a martyr. He wanted the world to think he was in the same league as the 9/11 hijackers. The government argued that he was. But, says Andrew Cohen, our CBS News legal analyst,
there was no proof that they knew who he was or that he knew what the attack plans were or when 9/11 were to occur, what routes, what planes, and so forth. And I think that, in the end, is why we got the verdict that we got. Jurors perhaps believed Moussaoui a little bit when he tried to link himself to those guys, but probably not enough to give him a death sentence.
President Bush says Moussaoui got a fair trial. Carrie Lamack, who lost her mother on 9/11, has nothing but scorn for Moussaoui.
He's an Al-Qaeda wannabe, and he does not deserve any credit for 9/11 because he was not part of it, and I am so glad the jury recognized that.
And Alice Hoagland, whose son was one of those who rushed the cockpit on Flight 93, says,
by allowing him to live, we've demonstrated that we're a nation of laws and a nation of mercy, and I'm glad that we're going to be able to fulfill that part.
What happens now to Moussaoui?
He goes now to Supermax, to the federal facility in Florence, Colorado. It is reserved for the worst of the worst. He is going to share a prison, but never come in contact with Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, Terry Nichols, the Oklahoma City bombing conspirator, Ramzi Youssef, who was involved in the first World Trade Center attack. 23 hours a day, solitary confinement, no radio, no television. And I think worst of all for Massawi, from his point of view, he doesn't get that soapbox. He doesn't get to communicate his message to the rest of the world.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
So let's say you go shopping, and you walk into the first store you come to. The store says, hey, no need to shop those other stores. We'll give you our price and theirs too. What do you think? That would save you time. But then you come to your senses. How do you really know if you're getting the best deal?
Car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. Shop for yourself at GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The Osgood File, May 4th, 2006.
This is the Hour of
No Power.
We're pedaling as fast as we can.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yes, it's the never honored, never discussed, never acknowledged Hour of No Power. But we're glad that you're up this morning and you're part of it. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 54, thunderstorms in the forecast. And also showers in the forecast on Friday as well. Saturday, it looks like intermittent clouds and a high of 59. So it won't be too bad of a day for Cinco de Mayo. I'll be down there at the Cinco de Mayo celebration at Civic Park between noon and 2. Come by the AM 760 booth and let's lay a couple eyeballs on each other, as I used to say, back when I was a country music DJ. All right. Good morning, Mr. Turk.
Good morning. I was just going to say, by the way, did you see that that picture that they have of you in the sombrero? I don't know if it's gotten up on the website yet.
No, what picture of me in a sombrero?
You haven't seen it yet?
Give me a break. No, who did that?
Our IT department. So I'll send it to you. You can have to check it out.
Oh, jeez. Are you kidding me? A picture of me in a sombrero. Give me a break. When did they do that? Yesterday?
Yesterday. You were copied on the email, so I'm amazed you didn't see it.
I didn't see it. Is it on the website?
I'm looking right now. I'll let you know.
You go to am760.net and it's there? I have to go to am760.net and check it out. See if it's there. See if it's me in a sombrero. Okay, hang on. I'm going to bring my browser up here, and I'm going to look at it and see if I'm on there. All right, everybody go to am760.net, and let's see if it's there. Oh, God, I hope it's not. How come people do things here and don't ask me? Like, never ask my permission about stuff. I know Mary's at home laughing. I know she's got to be laughing over this. Is it there?
I don't see it online yet, but the email he sent says, hey, here's Jay wearing a sombrero. I hope it doesn't offend. So maybe he did ask if it's okay. You just didn't reply yet.
Oh, okay. So I didn't say anything because I didn't put it up there. All right, don't go to am760.net because there's no picture of me there in a sombrero. Thank God. All right, 303-713-7600, the big story of this morning. And we're going to have a lot of guests on this morning. First of all, there is yet another idea on how to get out of Iraq. The Center for American Progress yesterday released a strategic redeployment 2.0, an update to the plan released last September, calling for a responsible, phased exit from Iraq that refocuses U.S. troops where they are needed elsewhere in the world. And a frequent guest and co-author of this plan, Larry Korb, will be with us, and he'll be with us at the bottom of the hour. I don't know how many of you saw it in the New York Times here a couple of days ago, but Joseph Biden of Delaware and Leslie Gelb wrote a very interesting op-ed piece about Iraq, saying that what we ought to do is we ought to just divide Iraq up into separate autonomous zones and make sure that everybody gets a fair share of the oil. So that was, and I'll run that by Larry Korb, and we'll see what he says about that. So this whole idea that there are no... Oh, where? Yeah, there it is. Just a picture of me in a sombrero. Where the hell did you get this from? Where? Oh man, this is really bad. This is not. It's not on the website, is it?
It's not yet, but I'm gonna call Scoop and we'll get up there right away. If you have no reservations.
Robin Hart in the other room's laughing. Like, you know, what the hell? It's because I'm going to Cinco de Mayo. We got to put this up there. I look like one of the members of Bondo Recuerdo. Well, you know, I got a good sense of humor. Go ahead and put it up there. I don't care. Don't give Rocky's Autos any ideas. Anyway, all right, so just where was I? I was in the middle of something, and then I, you know, all of a sudden my head just went off in another direction about the picture. Oh, so we're going to talk to Larry Korb about this, and we'll run this idea by Larry Korb, the Joseph Biden idea about him, and also hear about the Center for American Progress idea. You know, there's this popular theme that keeps being echoed in the mainstream press that those of us on the progressive and the left side of things have no idea on how to take care of anything, and that we have no plan, that we stand for nothing, when in reality it's not true. The thing is, it's very, very hard to punch through on the mainstream media and get any of your ideas represented, and the Center for American Progress has put a lot of study into this idea of how to get us out of Iraq, where we've now lost 2,400 soldiers. I'm there. I'm there from noon until 2 on Saturday at Cinco de Mayo. Did I already say that? Why can't we get this show up and going? Why are we having trouble at 6:15, 15 minutes after 6, getting this going this morning? We just can't move. We just can't move forward here. Okay. So anyway, so Larry Korb will be by to talk about this, and this will once again punch a hole in the right wing theory that those of us who are, you know, on the left have no ideas and no fresh ideas about how to get us out of this mess that the president has gotten us into. And Maureen Dowd had a funny column yesterday in the New York Times. And if you can get it online, get it. If you can Google it, get it, about this administration and about what's going on in Iraq. Then it's 7 o'clock. We're going to talk about something that affects all of us and that continues to affect all of us. 45 million Americans in this country lack any kind of health insurance. Now, in Colorado, over 750,000 of us have none. And there's no way of getting around any of this. I mean, it does reflect back on you and me, the taxpayer. And spiraling health care costs are eating up more and more of the gross domestic product and eating up more and more of our paychecks. And we're going to talk to Jared Polis about that. And we're going to be speaking to him about the health care issue. And then at 8 o'clock, if you've looked at has anybody looked at their Xcel energy bill? Well, Xcel just reported a 25% increase in profits over the previous year. And you know what? They still want a raise. They still want a raise in rates. And we're going to talk to Michael Huttner about this. And he's going to be on, and we're going to talk about their campaign to try to get the Public Utilities Commission to deny Xcel a rate increase. And they've got an online petition on Progress Now, or actually it's progressnowaction.org/Xcel accountability. I signed it yesterday, and you can sign it today. All right, the big story this morning is the Massawi trial and the verdict. And we're going to talk about that coming up at 303-713-7600. And we'll talk about it throughout the morning. Do you think what happened with Massawi getting life and now coming to Florence, Colorado, to Supermax, do you think that that was the right decision? Are you happy with the decision? Does it bring you closure about this whole thing, even though Bin Laden is still out there on the loose? And we are still holding people who were a part of 9/11 and who have not been brought to the United States and have not been brought to trial. But do you agree with the Massawi decision, yes or no? 303-713-7600. And it also brings up a whole discussion about the death penalty, which is something that you and I don't think have ever really had a discussion about. 303-713-7600, 618, 18 after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're off to a great start this morning. No major highway closures to watch out for due to construction. In fact, all of that overnight road work is now completely wrapped up. Our first crash of the morning was along Colorado Boulevard right at I-25. That's now completely cleared from the roadway. And that ramp heading on to northbound 25 from Colorado is now completely reopened once again. We're doing great around the entire city. 225 is checking clear through Aurora, and southbound I-25 is still on the light side up on the north end between 84th Avenue and the Boulder Turnpike. Today's forecast calls for cool and cloudy conditions, highs only reaching about 54 degrees. Tonight's low at about 36. Currently, we're at 42 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
0% APR long-term financing on most Chrysler vehicles like the 5-star crash test-rated Chrysler Pacifica or Town & Country. Or choose a huge cash allowance of up to $4,000. See your Chrysler dealer for details.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
You know, I got to get down there because you know what I really, really want? I want one of those little bumper stickers. Have you seen these little bumper stickers that have a W with a slash through it? Does anybody know where I can get one of those? I really would like to get one to put on my automobile. Hey, an owner of a Burmese mountain dog built a Swiss chalet for her dog. The luxury dog house included air conditioning, marble floors, and, of course, a Swiss flag. Well, you know what? Mary and I have never built a Swiss chalet for Coco and Jackson. But Coco and Jackson live like a king and a queen. I mean, they get absolutely pampered. And one of the ways we do pamper them is by feeding them Purina One. We've always fed them Purina One. Now, if you know what? You haven't fed your dog Purina One and haven't seen the healthy changes in your dog, you know what? It's time you tried Purina One. Because guess what? It makes a healthy change in your pet. And there's even a guarantee. You know what? It either works or you get your money back, no questions asked. Purina One Natural Blend is made with ingredients specifically chosen for the nutrition and health benefits they deliver to your dog. Real white meat chicken, brown rice, oatmeal. Think how healthy those ingredients would be for you. Feed it for 30 days and see the healthy changes in your pet, or Purina One will refund your money if it's guaranteed and it's that simple. So, could a natural dog food help change your dog's health for the better? Well, it's free to find out. Call today for more information about Purina One Natural Blends, and you'll receive a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag. Look for Purina One Natural Blends in the white bag, so don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and get your dog on the road to good health and do it naturally. I'm telling you, this stuff really does work, and our dogs, Coco and Jackson, have been on Purina since the very beginning. And you know what? You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local PetSmart.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0264. That's 1-800-400-0264. 1-800-400-0264.
A show that causes Republicans to drive their Hummers into a ditch. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive.
30 days in the hole, but he's going to get more than 30 days in the hole. He's going to get life in the hole. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. J. Marvin along with you. High today 54. Carry an umbrella. Watch out. Thunderstorms. If you got a convertible, don't put your top down. And Zacharias Moussaoui will have just one more chance to taunt the United States when a federal judge today will formally sentence the Al-Qaeda terrorist to spend the rest of his natural life in a tiny prison cell alone. Do you agree with the verdict? Yes or no? 303-713-7600. And are you happy with what happened with Moussaoui? Or do you feel like it's a loss for the government, since the government did try to get Moussaoui to... They did try to get him to get the death penalty, and the jury didn't give it to him. You know, personally, the way I feel about it, Moussaoui wanted to die. He wanted to be a martyr. I've said this before on the show. I'll say it again. He's denied what he wants. And you know something? He walked out of the courtroom yesterday. He said, I won. The United States lost. And he said to the prosecutors, you lost. And he clapped his hands. And, you know, he's making all these gestures. Well, we'll see how well he does 6 months to a year from now when he's confined in a little cell in Florence and is as close as you possibly can get to being in isolation. It's an extraordinary security prison, 23 hours a day in cells, 1 hour recreation. There has never been an escape. There has never been anything close to an escape. It's the closest to permanent solitary confinement that exists in our prison system. So what he'll do is he'll essentially disappear. And I liken this to the case of Admiral Reynoso Guzman, which, by the way, there's a great movie out called The Dancer Upstairs, directed by John Malkovich, I believe. It's a little independent film. If you ever get a chance to see it, watch it. Admiral Reynoso Guzman was head of the Shining Path. Now, when they caught him in a safe house in Lima, they could have done two things to him. They could have shot him, they could have executed him, or they could have given him life in prison. And they learned from the experience of Che Guevara that you execute somebody, you make them a martyr, you send them into immortality. So what they did was they took Guzman, put him in a cell under a lake encased in concrete, and no one has seen him since. And he's virtually disappeared from world discourse. Most people don't know who he is. Most people don't even remember what happened to him. He's gone for the most part. And the Shining Path is severely, severely weakened. And I have moral qualms about the death penalty as well. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ken in Evergreen. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning. If I can get this button down. There we go, Ken. Hi, you're on.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Well, you know, I strongly suspect, you know, you described what he said at the point the sentence was announced. I suspect he would have clapped his hands and done the same thing if he'd been convicted of death and said, ha-ha, I got what I want, now I get to be martyred.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So, you know, with this guy, I mean, I'm with you on the death penalty. I mean, you know, if one guy deserves it, Andrew Cohen was interviewed in the news just before the top of your show here. And there was some doubt as to whether or not this guy was really anything more than just a boaster. And if he is, it's a miscarriage of justice. But, you know, this is a guy who wishes all kinds of ill in America, and having him somewhere where he can't hurt us is a good thing.
Let me ask you something. You think he's? You know what I think? I think he's mentally ill.
It looks that way. It kind of looks like he's a poser.
I mean, we're not doctors, and we're not, you know, we're not Senator Frist, who can look at something over television or videotape and say, oh, well, we can hand down a psychoanalysis to this guy.
If we could only have him at this point. You know, and...
yeah, touche.
He could fix everything.
Yeah, he could look at him and give us a good diagnosis, right?
Yes, he could, and it would be an accurate one, of course.
Naturally.
But I think... I don't know about... I think he's where he should be. I don't know how much of a threat he posed. Somebody had to pay for this, and he was the one available. You know, we can't get the one that that did it, so we had to get somebody. And he wishes Americans ill, so he's in a place where he can't cause any Americans ill. And, you know, it's too bad he's coming to Colorado, but that's, you know.
Well, I mean, he's going to be, we'll never see him, and nobody will ever see him again, and nobody will ever... We'll ever hear from him. You know what I think this ought to raise the bigger fact, though, is this ought to raise the bigger fact about some of the other people that we have in captivity that were involved in some of this, like who's this guy, Sheikh Khalid Mohammed, you know, who we don't know where he is and why he isn't brought to the United States and tried, because he was the mastermind of this thing. And it also should highlight, you know, that once again, you know, bin Laden is free and is out there. And there was an article yesterday in the New York Times that as American troops are preparing to get out of Afghanistan,
The Taliban
is resurgent. That's
Al-Qaeda.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, so, I read the same article.
Yeah.
And not to get off subject here, but maybe just sort of segue into what you're saying. I think in a way, because we threw all the might and prestige of the United States of America at these guys, and here it is, 4.5 years later, a handful of them, despite all the backs, you know, the shoulder dislocating backslapping of in Washington. There's no, we haven't found any of the really serious people yet.
No.
And I think in a way that has elevated the prestige of these Al-Qaeda people in that part of the world. There was, you know, I read stories in the months and year or so after 9/11 that for boys, newborn boys, one of the most popular names in Pakistan was Osama.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And our, you know, I've gone around and around with people about this. I still think a sort of clandestine special forces attack on these guys, bring them back for justice, would have been a lot more effective, number one, and wouldn't have risked our prestige the way that this so-called war on terror.
I think what you say makes a lot of sense. Hey, but, Ken, I got to run. I got to go get some trapping and get Larry Korb, but I'm glad you called up, man. Great conversation.
Right.
And call
Thanks,
me again.
Dude. Bye.
All right. Yeah, I think he's right. Maybe if we had done a special ops situation, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in now. 6:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll talk more about the Massawi sentence, if I can get my brain to work here. But we're going to talk to Larry Korb coming up about how to get us ourselves out of this mess in Iraq. Right now, though, we'll talk to Amelia Earhart and get a look at Progressive Traffic. Good morning, Amelia.
Good morning, Jay. We're off to a pretty good start as far as crashes or stalls are concerned, though we do have a lot of heavy traffic settling into place along southbound I-25. The worst of it is, of course, up on the north end between 104th Avenue and 84th Avenue, though you do have a pretty clear shot heading into downtown as well as the Denver Tech Center. In the same part of town, along Commerce City Commute, your eastbound I-270 drive is thick right between I-76 and Vasquez, and your southbound I-225 drive between Yosemite and I-25 in the Tech Center is also bogging up. Our earlier crash along Colorado Boulevard at I-25 is now completely cleared from the drive, and most of our roadways are actually checking quite clear. In today's forecast, we'll see lots of cloud cover, cooler temperatures reaching about 53 degrees today, and an overnight low of 38. Currently, we're at 46 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
This May, choose how you want to save at your Jeep dealer. Get 0% APR long-term financing on most Jeep vehicles, like the new Commander or the 5-star government crash test-rated Grand Cherokee. Or choose a cash allowance of up to $3,000. See your Jeep dealer for details.
Well, Limbaugh is an ideologue. Limbaugh is a blowhard. Limbaugh makes it up. Limbaugh is just a gas bag. Limbaugh, he doesn't care whether it's right or wrong. He'll just make it up to fit his agenda.
Yep. That's why we're here. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Aspen Tire is waiving all diagnostic fees for the month of April. Whether your check engine light's on, your ABS light, it doesn't matter what it is, folks. Free diagnostics. That includes electrical system checks, air conditioning checks, alignment checks, drivability checks, brake checks, funny noise checks. I think you get the idea. 1 hour free diagnostics at Aspen Tire. And not only are we on Troubleshooter Tom Martino's referral list, we run the Automotive Network for him. 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. 888-401-AUTO.
It's 6:32, 28 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. And you know what? Get on out to Rocky's Autos because our matching down incentive is going on now up to $1,500. And you can even put down $1,000 and double down $1,000. And it's like having $2,000 down. And their selection of automobiles, clean, late, used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, SUVs, it's the largest in Colorado and the best. And every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Ask for Carfax. Tells you everything you need to know about the car you're about ready to buy. And at Rocky's Autos, great folks there to help you out, too. Friends like the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv. Great folks. And also Colby and Dave Dunn. And, well, you know, Gerard Menard. And the list just goes on and on and on. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday. Extra hour of buying power now due to the summer hours. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You know what? There's just no better place to get more bang for your buck in buying a vehicle of your choice. And they've got so many. And you know what? They've got everything you can think of there. And they're just really, really good people. I mean, you know, how many ways can I explain this? And I talk about them every hour. Virtually for 4 hours a morning, I talk about Rocky's Autos, and it's my pleasure to do so because they're great folks. Check them out online at rockysautos.com. See their TV commercials, check out their inventory, and also you can pre-qualify for a car loan online, which cuts down on time. Or the other thing is just get out and see them. They're great folks. Go see them. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Rocky's Autos. Great folks. Check them out.
Someday you're going to wake up in the house you've always wanted. Only thing is, it's today, and you're not there yet. Well, someday can be today. With our priority buyer mortgage pre-approval, Wells Fargo can help you purchase the home that's right for you. So whether you're looking for the perfect home or a great property investment, we're here for you. Why wait for someday? Ask about Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Priority Buyer Pre-Approval today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every payday, a bunch of us like to get together for lunch. It's a lot more fun than standing in line to deposit our checks. That's what we used to do before we asked our boss about direct deposit. With direct deposit, our pay is safely deposited into our accounts automatically, so we have plenty of time to have lunch and chat, and maybe even do some shopping.
Stop standing in line and sign up for direct deposit. You can also use direct deposit for pensions, dividends, and tax returns. Direct deposit, simple, safe, smart. For more information, visit electronicpayments.org.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 54. Thunderstorms, and it's good to have you along. Thanks so much for joining us here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What is this? It's already Thursday morning? Unbelievable how fast time goes here. And I'll be asking you again here in a little bit about the Massawi situation, and if you agree with the verdict or not, or if you... Because I asked a couple of weeks ago what you thought should happen, whether he should be put to death or not. The jury decided yesterday not to put him to death. So I'm going to ask you your opinion about this. And also we can have a discussion about something that we hardly ever talk about on this station at all, and that is the death penalty. There are a lot of us out there that are just opposed to the death penalty, that we're against it. I'm against it, but I'm against it. I'm against it for, you know, different reasons that I think maybe a lot of people are against it. I'm against it because of the economic situations surrounding the death penalty. And, you know, and I think the Limbaugh case shows a good example of what I'm talking about. Do you think that like a working class person or a poor person will get the same kind of deal that Rush Limbaugh has gotten over that OxyContin? Does a poor person get the same kind of representation that a rich person gets? Generally in death penalty cases, no. Now, Massawi got good representation, but this was a big fish client. And that had a lot to do with it, I think. Even though people questioned whether he was even involved in this, and one of the family members called him an Al-Qaeda wannabe. And as I said to Ken on the phone, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I think the guy was nuts. I think he was insane. Not a reason to let him off for what he did, which was to keep his mouth shut, basically. But I thought he was insane. I thought he was nuts, and he was a bit player. And I'm interested in the big fish that are involved in this. And, of course, one of them is bin Laden, who we haven't caught, who's still at large. And it now has become kind of a situation where people in America live every single day with the idea that bin Laden is out there, that bin Laden's a second-in-command, Hyman al-Zawahiri is out there, that they're out there and that there's virtually nothing or we can do about it, or that we've been unable to get them. And then you've got Sheikh Khalid Mohammed, and you've got others that took place. Sheikh Khalid Mohammed, supposedly the mastermind of 9/11, and you get a situation where he's being held in limbo someplace, and I would love to see him brought back here to trial. But the conventional wisdom is that the government doesn't want this to happen, and why the government doesn't want it to happen is because when he gets lawyers, the first thing the lawyers are going to say is, well, my client was tortured. Now, the administration's excuse is, well, we need to interrogate him to get information out of him. Well, how long do you do that? How long does interrogation go on before you've had enough interrogation? I mean, before that's it. You've gotten all the information out of the guy you can get. We know damn well he's been waterboarded. We know he's had other things happen to him. So to me, the Massawi thing doesn't really bring much closure at all. I hope it does to the families. I hope it does to the victims' families. I hope they can move on. Massawi could have gotten the death penalty. I still maintain that he's better off spending his life in prison. and I use the, you know, the Shining Path, the, you know, the Admiral Reynoso Guzman example as probably the best, as probably the best example of just having him disappear. He sees nobody, nobody sees him, and you know something? The way we are in this society and the way we are in the world, you know, we move on pretty quickly. We're on to other things pretty quickly. So the thing we do is we put him away, he's gone, and 6 months from now to a year from now, do you think any of us think about him? I mean, will you be thinking about this guy a year from now? I don't think any of us will. I think we'll have forgotten about him. And what about the world? Do you think the world will remember him? I don't think anybody will remember him. I don't think anybody will care about him. 303-713-7600. Four open lines. And you know what? Your opinions about this. I'd like to know what you think about the Massawi situation. All over the news yesterday. And we'll take your calls about it after we talk to Lawrence Korb. So 303-713-7600. Four open lines. Get off your half moons. And let's talk about this.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Luckily, no sun glare in this morning's drive, though we are stuck with a lot of heavy traffic. First, taking a look at the north end. Southbound I-25, heavy and slow coming out of the Thornton North Glen area, right between 104th Avenue and 84th Avenue. You've still got a fairly clear shot, though, heading through downtown as well as the Tech Center. Across the eastbound lanes of I-270, watch for heavy traffic between I-76 and Vasquez. And those southbound lanes of 225 in the Tech Center also bogging up between Yosemite and I-25. Do keep in mind we have a major ramp closure underway along I-25. The ramp from northbound to Yale is completely shut down for the next 5 weeks. Your best alternates here are either Hampton or Evans. In today's forecast, we'll see cloudy skies, highs only reaching about 53 degrees. Currently, we're at 46 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
This May, choose how you want to save at your Jeep dealer. Get 0% APR long-term financing on most Jeep vehicles, like the new Commander or the 5-star government crash-test-rated Grand Cherokee. Or choose a cash allowance of up to $3,000. See your Jeep dealer for details.
Are you a first-time homeowner or looking to purchase a home but have bad credit? Looking to refinance or improve your credit score? Are you a homeowner deep in debt and need to get ahead financially? Register now for the Mortgage Makeovers Roadshow, a free seminar, free lunch, and giveaways with mortgage expert Ken Michaels, host of the Mortgage Makeover Show. Join Ken Michaels Saturday, May 6th from 9 to 2 at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Denver. Register online at mortgagemakeovers.net or call 877-299-DEBT. That's 877-299-DEBT or at mortgagemakeovers.net.
You'd love to use your deck or patio more this year, but it's unprotected from the hot midday sun and sudden showers. But with a Sunsetter retractable awning, you're covered. In fact, with a...
We interrupt this commercial to bring you breaking news. Sunsetter has just announced a temporary price reduction of $200 for every awning they offer. So your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398. Just request a free DVD from Sunsetter and they'll send you a discount certificate for $200 off. We now return you to your regularly scheduled commercial.
Your awning can keep your deck or patio up to 20 degrees cooler and they're built to last. So enjoy the outdoors, rain or shine. Just call 1-800-500-1868 for your free Sunsetter DVD. Enjoy the outdoors.
Again, that's $200 off by calling right now.
Call now to get your free DVD on the Sunsetter retractable awning. Just pick up the phone and call 1-800-500-1868. That's 1-800-500-1868. 1-800-500-1868.
Clean, efficient propane. Propane cooktops heat instantly and have greater temperature control. No wonder 9 out of 10 chefs prefer gas for home cooking. For more information, visit usepropane.com. Propane, exceptional energy.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
It's spring cleaning time, so get to AutoZone for great prices on everything you need to make your car look its best. Right now at AutoZone, get an 18-ounce bottle of Eagle One Wax As You Dry Car Wash for only $4.99. Meguiar's Hot Shine Tire Foam or Spray, buy two, get a third one free. And check out AutoZone's full line of microfiber detailing products. A car is a big investment, so take care of it and get in the zone. AutoZone.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
You're listening to Jay Marvin, a guy who thinks ice fishing is getting the last cube out of the bottom of the glass. My kind of guy. This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked right here with my buddy Jay on AM 760.
You got it, Eddie. Big Ed. This afternoon, 1 to 4 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get back to Masala here in a minute, but we're going to talk to Lawrence Corby. He's a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and a senior advisor to the Center for Defense Information. And the American Center for American Progress has released your Strategic Redeployment 2.0, an update of the plan released last September. And Lawrence, good morning, and welcome to the program. Good to have you on again.
Nice to be with you, Jay.
All right, update us. What is the difference between this plan and the plan that you guys originally released?
Well, I mean, we fleshed it out more in terms of getting more specific about the diplomatic initiatives. We also is a greater sense of urgency since, you know, in the past 6 or 7 months since we've issued it, it's now you're pretty close to having a civil war, which did not seem to be as prevalent back in late September, and the government took them like 5 months to get their act together. And of course, one of the things we pointed out when we first did it is we need to give them an incentive to do something, and I think it was demonstrated that they figured they can take all the time they need because we're there to provide to provide the crutch, and so it becomes even more urgent now this time to begin this redeployment. And the other thing is that things have gone downhill in Afghanistan. You know, if you took a look at the front page story in yesterday's New York Times, and this is what we argued back in September. Hey, you know, you're neglecting Afghanistan, and a lot of people agree or disagree about going into Iraq, but nobody that I know disagrees with us not, you know, doing the job right in Afghanistan.
Now I'm starting to believe that we shouldn't get out of Afghanistan and turn it over to NATO, because the NATO peacekeeping troops have acknowledged the fact that they're not going to fight the insurgents.
Yeah, well, what we need to do, and we recommend it this time, is you need to set up an integrated NATO command under the command of a U.S. general. And basically that would be it. So you'd have all the forces together, and it would be a NATO mission with a U.S. commander. Then I think you could make sure that the whole becomes greater than the sum of the parts, because right now what you got is NATO kind of operating under their rules, doing their thing, U.S. forces, you know, doing their thing, and they're not working together to the extent that they should.
You know, things in Iraq do not seem to get any better, and yet the president, of course, every time something happens, like they get a new prime minister, it's a turning point.
Right.
I mean, how many turning points are we going to have here before this thing finally turns around?
Well, I mean, that's the problem, because, you know, we've been disappointed so many times. You think we would learn, you know, when they had a transitional government, when they had the first, elections, and each time we've been trumpeting, and, you know, the president all last fall was saying, gee, look at the percentage of, the Iraqis that voted, you know, and so that this is what they really want. And then, of course, when they picked a prime minister he didn't like, you know, they really leaned on them to pick somebody more acceptable to us, which is a double-edged sword, because people know that Mr. Maliki then is somebody that we wanted in there, and that doesn't help. I mean, because the perception among a lot of Iraqi people, not necessarily those who were in league with bin Laden or anything, they just really feel we're trying to dominate the place.
He's a hardline Shiite, though, isn't he?
Well, he is, and we, you know, he has no real experience. The interesting thing is he opposed the invasion, and so, I mean, you know, it's kind of a, you know, a paradox. And the question becomes: will he have the stature and the political clout to get a functioning government? It's not just the prime minister; it's the other ministers. You know, who's going to run interior? Who's going to run defense?
Right,
that's a key.
Right.
And what's happened is that the Shiites are dominating those ministries, and they're using the troops there to take revenge on the Sunnis. You still have the militias going strong, and he's talked about he's going to disband them. Well, I've heard that before, and it's easier said than done, because as long as people feel that the central government can't provide for their security, they're going to rely on their own militias.
Then we have the story about the trained Iraqi police who had a miniature riot because they are not going to, they don't want to serve outside their own home district. I mean, that was a fiasco and a mess. What about Joseph Biden and Leslie Gelb's idea of dividing Iraq up? What do you think about that?
Well, the only problem I have with Senator Biden and Les Gelb, my former colleague from the Council on Foreign Relations, is I think you may end up there, but I don't think we ought to tell them that. That's something they need to do, both our plan and their plan. You know, they talk about convening a Dayton-style conference where you get the parties together to hammer out the arrangements. But if that's what they choose, good. But I don't, again, I think you have to be careful. Though it might be the right thing, they might end up there. You don't want it to have a Made in America stamp on it.
All right. Before we run out of time, your basic plan, the readjustment of your plan now calls for what?
You take 70,000 out by the end of this year, the remaining out by 2007. Leave forces in the region in Kuwait and leave the Marines and Marine Expeditionary Force and a carrier battle group in the Persian Gulf. Put 20,000 into Afghanistan. Bring your National Guard home so that they can take care of our homeland defense, which is a very, very critical area.
You know, I was thinking about this last night. We're damned if we do and damned if we don't. In other words, us being there aggravates the situation, but us going also is not going to help the situation. We're stuck.
Well, the problem is, given the why we did it and the way we did it, we don't have any good options. We pointed that out back in September and here again. We think our plan gives you the best chance to minimize the damage to American security interests. I mean, another thing we haven't talked about, I mean, by staying there in these numbers this long, you're beginning to cause real strain on your Army. The Army's not, you know, recruiting the quality of people that they need. They're having trouble keeping people in after their, you know, first enlistment expires. And so that's another thing you have to take a look at. I mean, you know, do you want to come out of here in 5 years with an Army that's not, you know, up to the standards that you need to protect our security?
What about Iran?
Well, Iran is a big thing. We also point out in here that as long as you're bogged down in Iraq, it's going to be difficult to have both the, you know, the political, the moral, and the military capability to take on Iran. I mean, they know you're bogged down. They know that the majority of the American people do not trust President Bush to launch military action against them. They know that our credibility around the world is undermined, and so that's why I think they're pushing the envelope. I think the president's right. You know, they should take this through the United Nations. We're going to have to sit down and talk to them directly sometime, because given the president's axis of evil speech, given us overthrowing their democracy, they do not look kindly on us, and they really think we're out to get them. So I think at some point we're going to have to sit down and talk directly to them.
What about this idea? We did this during World War II. What about the idea of trying to rebuild Iraq and basically saying, look, you can have any kind of government you want, as long as it's democratically elected, but you got to do it your way, not our way?
Well, I think, you know, again, you certainly would like it to be democratically elected, and you'd like everybody to have democracy. I think what we need to really ensure for our own security is that Iraq doesn't become a haven for terrorists or doesn't threaten its neighbors. Now, if they want to unify church and state, or if they want, you know, I mean, I think we can't get into those details. Listen, I've got to run here, I'll talk to you again, Jay.
Yeah, you got a C-SPAN appearance, and
right.
I appreciate you making time for us this morning.
Okay. Take care.
Hope to have you on again. Thanks.
All right, bye.
All right. Yeah, there he goes, Larry Gelb. Larry Korb, rather. He has to get off quickly. Larry does, because he's got a C-SPAN appearance, and we thank him for being on. And boy, you know, you look at all of these, options about Iraq, and yesterday when I ran that news poll yesterday and was asking you know, you guys, what you thought the top stories were and what you thought we should talk about every single morning. And when I was asking about Iraq, when I was asking about gas prices, and then I was asking about immigration, and three of those things, I mean, Iraq came in, for the short time that we did that, Iraq came in number one, and it continues to be a problem. And this administration has no answer on how to get out, no way to get out. Their answer is to stay the course. I've said this a million times on the radio, and I really believe this. I believe that we don't really want to get out. I believe we want to stay there. And look at that embassy we're building. What is it, 8-foot football fields long, that thing? I mean, it's huge, and it's going to cost a ton of money. And we want presence there. And you know what? Maybe they don't want us there. Maybe they want us out of there. And, you know, polls show that people in the Islamic world are open to the idea of democracy, but that they don't trust the United States of America. to bring them that democracy. That they believe that we have designs on their oil. That they believe that we have designs on their land. That they believe that we have designs on them. As opposed to saying, okay, you know what? We realize dictatorships are not good. We realize royalty is not good. Here, we'll help you, but you have to put together your own homegrown version of your form of democracy and of what you want. And it may not be 100% of what we want. You know, we did that during World War II, during the Marshall Plan. I mean, even though there was criticism, we did it. We worked with socialist parties in Europe. And many people, many right-wingers in this country were upset about that. But we didn't try to go in to Europe, and we didn't try to rebuild Europe in our image. We tried to just help them rebuild themselves and let them design it and make it in their image. And all of these things that are going on now, I'm convinced about this, all of these things that are happening, from the Massawi trial to Iraq, to Iran, to the immigration problem, these are all results of our mismanagement of foreign policy in regard to third world countries, where we basically don't care about the people living there. We only care about the strategic position of the country and the minerals and the wealth that the country has, and that's what we're upset about. Nothing else. We could care less about anything else. Because you know what? If we did care, then we wouldn't have done the things we've done traditionally down through the years. Setting up Augusto Pinochet in Chile, who was a brutal dictator. Overthrowing the Mossadegh, duly elected government, in Iran. Because they were a socialist, but that they were elected. And on and on and on and on and down the line, where we've gone in and either had a hand in it, or been part of it, or done some part of it. And no wonder the world doesn't trust us. And they don't trust us now over this whole Iraqi situation. I mean, they're selling, what, kits on how to go overseas and convince people that you're Canadian? That's sad. So somehow we got to get over this idea that we wield absolute power over the rest of the world, and that we're absolutely 100% right all the time. We have to get over that somehow. Because you know what? We really believe that. We really believe that we're right. I think the majority of Americans really believe that we're right the majority of the time. They don't like the outcome of what's going on in Iraq. They're not happy about that. They're not happy about that at all. And that and gas prices are dragging Bush's poll numbers down. And the GOP may be heading for a train wreck in November. Ken Mellman has been warning them, the head of the RNC, that they're in for a really, really rough time. But, you know, we just got to wake up in this country. We really have just got to wake up to the fact that we're not perfect, that we have good hearts, that we want to do the right things, and that we should do the right things. And that it's time that we start doing the right things, not only for ourselves, but also for the rest of the world. And stop looking down at the rest of the world. Stop looking down at other countries and saying, well, you know what? Nobody has it right but us. Because it gets us into trouble every single time. It just does. It just does. And it's been getting us into trouble for a long, long time. All right. Coming up at 303-713-7600, we'll get back to the Massawi situation, and we're also going to talk about medical care and health care as well, which is another problem that we have, and we have a tendency to look down on other countries about this, too. Yet we've got 750,000 Coloradoans who have no health care. You know, that's sad, a country this big and this powerful, having this kind of a health care problem. And we'll talk about it coming up here on AM 760.
Jay Mark. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite by simply telling your brain you're full. Imagine you could lose weight and still eat the foods you love. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. Stop imagining. It's true. H57's all-natural hoodie tricks your brain into believing you're full. It's been featured on 60 Minutes, ABC News, and the BBC as a potential miracle cure for obesity. How does it work? Simply take two capsules of H57 hoodie before each meal to help reduce your hunger, to help you lose the weight you want naturally. Thanks to thousands of success stories, H57 hoodie is number one and America's fastest growing diet supplement. Don't fall for imitators. Ask for H57 hoodie and become an H57 success story today.
Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 hoodie. 1-800-224-1938. That's 1-800-224-1938 to find out more about H57's free bottle promotion. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-224-1938 or visit myh57.com.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, this is Barry Bagnato live in Alexandria, Virginia. All that's left is for Al-Qaeda conspirator Zakarias Moussaoui to be formally sentenced here in about an hour. Then the rest of his life begins, a life that'll be spent in solitary confinement at the nation's most secure prison. The jury at his sentencing trial rejected a death sentence. That surprises retired Lieutenant Colonel Brian Birdwell, who was badly burned at the Pentagon September 11th.
I really expected the death penalty, but I mean, I don't live my life on a day-to-day basis worried about what's going to happen to Mr. Moussaoui.
Tara Henwood's brother died at the World Trade Center. She's satisfied with the sentence.
I believe that justice has been done. I believe that life in prison without the possibility of parole is worse than death.
Moussaoui has a right to speak at this hearing. He has never hesitated before to use this public stage to insult America. I'm Barry Bagnato live in Alexandria, Virginia. Now here's Frank Settapani.
Two more American soldiers have been killed in Iraq, victims of a roadside bomb in Baghdad. Earlier in the day, a suicide bombing outside a Baghdad courthouse killed 10 Iraqis. In South Korea, more than 100 riot policemen and demonstrators were hurt. The police stormed an abandoned school building. CBS's Don Kirk was on the scene.
They just cleared the building of activists. They've got the demonstrators off the roof. And right now, I'm watching them beginning to tear down the building. It's part of the plan to clear the whole area in order to build a huge new U.S. base.
On the CBS Health Watch, Dan Revive is following reports of problems at two major medical centers. Dan, let's start with complaints about a new Kaiser Permanente transplant center in Northern California.
Patients who needed new kidneys appear to have been put in danger by a bureaucratic transition, the Los Angeles Times says, with up to 2,000 on a waiting list during the startup of the Kaiser facility in San Francisco. 25 patients could have had kidneys that were a perfect match, but Kaiser administrators refused to give permission. Kaiser disputes some of the details of this, Frank.
And what's the issue at Scripps Memorial Hospital in San Diego?
Instruments not properly sterilized in stomach stapling operations. The hospital is contacting around 300 patients who had that surgery, saying they have to be tested now for hepatitis and HIV.
A new study finds the percentage of doctors opting out of managed care arrangements with insurance companies has reached double digits, 11.5%. University of Michigan Health Management Professor Michael Chernew says it's a question of too much paperwork and too little money.
Physicians, like anybody else, look to get paid more with less hassle.
On Capitol Hill, the House has passed a bill that carries fines of up to $150 million for oil companies found guilty of price gouging. The bill goes to the Senate now. A new reading on the economy shows a solid rebound in worker productivity. It increased at a 3.2% annual rate in the first 3 months of the year. Productivity was down toward the end of last year. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are a fraction of a point lower. This is CBS News.
From being buying a home is more than the number of bedrooms and bathrooms.
Can't imagine making a purchase like that without having someone you can trust.
Somebody with integrity protecting you.
Ethics are crucial.
Honesty and dependability.
I can't call myself a realtor unless I complete ethics training.
Realtors adhere to a strict code of ethics, so you know you'll be treated honestly. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
They live and work by a code of ethics, and that was really important to me.
Today,
today, another arthritis medicine has been recalled.
Glucosamine is under fire.
Some arthritis remedies may be ineffective, so says the FDA.
Finally, some good news for people with arthritis. Introducing Arthritis Advantage. Arthritis Advantage is a clinically proven treatment that works naturally with your immune system to stop arthritis pain before it starts. That's right, before it starts, and without side effects. Now you have an advantage against arthritis. New Arthritis Advantage. Look for it in the supplement section at your pharmacy.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Trying to keep your kids healthy. The nation's biggest beverage distributors say they'll no longer sell non-diet sodas to most public schools where child obesity has become an increasing concern. Leo Lash with Denver Public Schools says they've been trending that way anyway.
And we've been doing that, and we've been merchandising that. We've put in different machines, full glass front machines that have display the products better, and we display our non-carbonated beverages better. And so, again, the kids have picked up on that.
The agreement should reach an estimated 87% of the school drink market. A proposal allowing same-sex couples some of the same protections as married couples under state law is nearing a spot on the November ballot. The state Senate yesterday gave initial backing on the bill, which bars domestic partners from filing joint tax returns and removes their legal protections if they leave the state. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. A pretty good drive into work this morning as far as those crashes are concerned, but we do have lots of volume settled into place across the city. Eastbound I-270 is heavy and slow right at Vasquez, heading down towards I-70, and the southbound lanes of I-25, of course, are heavy up on the north end, 104th Avenue, all the way down towards the Boulder Turnpike. Eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue bogging up between Sheridan and I-25 right there, and across I-225, southbounders jamming up between Yosemite and I-25 in the tech center. We also have a minor two-car crash pulled off to the right-hand shoulder, southbound I-225 right at Mississippi, so just north of the slowing. On our side streets, got some police activity in the area of Colfax and Peoria. They're currently searching for a suspect, so do watch for minor delays in that area. Today's forecast, we'll see lots of cloud cover, temperatures in the low 50s, and overnight lows of 38 degrees. Currently, we're at 43 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Need a quick dinner idea? Check out kingsoopers.com before you head to the store for recipes, a food and wine pairing guide, and lots more. You can even have your favorite King Soopers groceries delivered right to your door with Home Shop. King Soopers. Right store, right price.
When you're in the mood for a great breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Dimitri's Family Restaurant on the corner of Jewel and Havana in Aurora is the place to go. Dimitri's is your best bet for a great meal 7 days a week. You're at home when you're at Dimitri's.
Clean, efficient propane. Propane cooktops heat instantly and have greater temperature control. No wonder 9 out of 10 chefs prefer gas for home cooking. For more information, visit usepropane.com. Propane, exceptional energy.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Six, 6 minutes after 7, high today 54 with thunderstorms in the forecast. It's good to have you along here this morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. You know, health care is something that is a growing problem in this country. Paul Krugman recently wrote a column in the New York Times about how health care is breaking down. People are now finally starting to wake up and are starting to want to do something about it. 45 million Americans lack health insurance in this country, and over 750,000 Coloradoans lack health care. And forces are coming together, including Vice Chairman of the Colorado State Board of Education, Mr. Jared Polis, and Progress Now have teamed together to make it easy for Coloradoans to email representatives about their thoughts on health care. And we have Jared Polis on the line. And Mr. Polis, good morning, and welcome to AM 760. Nice to have you on.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, you know what? This is kind of unfair. I've already participated in this and already sent my emails. But for people who don't know anything about this and haven't done this, kind of start from the beginning and sketch it out and so people understand how they can get involved and try to make a difference in the health care problem in this country and also in the state of Colorado.
Sure, absolutely. And one of the reasons that we're focusing on this week is this is actually National Cover the Uninsured Week, which
right.
is an effort from a bunch of providers and health care reform advocates to raise the profile of these issues here in Colorado and nationally. I don't need to tell you how broken this system is. And while we need federal reform, there are a lot of reforms that we can concentrate on here at the state level that can actually help improve our system as well. So on progressnowaction.org, you can check in on the status of a number of bills, which I'll talk about, as well as some of the problems that they address, and make sure that that your voice is counted.
All right, let's talk about this. First of all, people can go to Progress Action or Progress Watch. ProgressNowAction.org, rather, and they can fill out a very, very easy email form that will allow them to email virtually everybody, I think, in the state, including the Attorney General, who I got a letter back from saying that this is not his area, not his bailiwick, but you can email just about anybody simply by going to that website, correct?
Yes.
And what that talks about... Talk a little bit about what that email talks about.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there's a number of things. I mean, you know, first of all, I've had the opportunity, unfortunately, to have to see this on the State Board of Education, is the devastating effect the lack of access to health care has on students' learning and on families. I'm also chairing a National Commission on Financial Literacy, and do you know that medical costs, Jay, cause over half the bankruptcies in the country?
Right.
I mean, and it's hard to make a dent in that just through financial literacy, through teaching people. I mean, these are just the issue is that the people are not insured, and that's over 20% of working people in Colorado don't have medical insurance. And the truth is, when people are not insured, it's not like they're denied care. What happens is the costs are shifted to the taxpayers. So, I mean, the taxpayers pay for it directly or indirectly. There have been states that have tackled this, most recently Massachusetts, in a bipartisan way with a Republican governor and a heavily Democratic legislature, implemented a plan that will lead to universal health care insurance in Massachusetts over the next couple of years. So we can do reforms here on the state level, and there's actually several really important bills this year. Senate Bill 44, for instance, which would invest $15 million from Referendum C. You remember that battle well, Jay.
And mm-hmm.
You and your show were a great asset in helping that pass. And, of course, one of the promises of that was health care. And Senate Bill 44 would direct some of that money to help pay for and reimburse providers for uninsured low-income Coloradans through community health centers. And so now what community health centers do is they're very low-cost providers, and they can help keep the hospitals solvent because the hospitals are constantly deluged by uninsured people using them as their primary care providers, and hospitals really aren't set up to do that. And this provides a mechanism to reimburse the community health care centers, and that's a terrific example of a bill that needs to pass.
You know something that I don't understand? In this current anti-immigration debate, one of the things that is used against illegal immigrants or undocumented workers is the fact that they use social services and that they use medical services and that we, the taxpayers, have to pay for it. Where here you have a situation of 750,000 Coloradoans with no health care, and God knows how many of those are children. And as you just brought up, for those without health care, the emergency room is the stop they make. And for those people who end up, because they don't have enough health care coverage, end up declaring bankruptcy, that gets transferred over to the taxpayers, yet there seems to be no outrage about these things. Why is that?
You know, I mean, I think that this whole immigration issue, quite frankly, we are saying to a whole class of our residents here, in fact, you cannot have health care insurance, and we're going to force our taxpayers to pay for your health care. If we had some form of amnesty or earned legalization, and then all of the immigrants would be able to get health care, and they'd no longer be a burden on taxpayers. So it's policies like the ones advocated by Tom Tancredo and Dick Lamb that lead to the taxpayer burden of having to pay for emergency rooms being the providers for many of our newest immigrants.
I mean, but, you know, it seems to me that if people are against that idea, then why wouldn't they routinely be against the idea or demand some kind of fix for legal residents who are living here who have no health care, who have to depend on emergency services to get health care. Why don't they get angry about that? Because they're having to pay for that, too.
Absolutely.
And why don't they demand a fix for that?
Absolutely. I mean, this all falls squarely on the burden of taxpayers to pay this. And these are just simple investments. You know, our country, we actually spend more as a percentage of our GNP, both in the state and nationally, on health care than every other industrialized nation. And we have a lower satisfaction rate than every other industrialized nation. I mean, you know, and this runs the gamut. Another bill in the legislature that addresses an important issue is House Bill 1045 that requires reporting on infection rates in hospitals. And that's a statistic that every year more than 2 million patients, which is about 1 in 20 who stay in a hospital, are infected while they're in the hospital. And that also leads the industrialized world. So it's not just a cost issue, it's also a quality issue. The two are linked together. It's not, I'm not casting the blame on our hospitals. They're deluged. They're just deluged by people because they're the primary care providers, and that's not what they're designed to do.
Right. And they, you know what? And as Paul Krugman points out in his column, I mean, at an increasing rate now, health care in this country is coming unraveled and is breaking down, and yet we're standing by, we're allowing it to happen. And we're not doing anything to fix it.
So, I mean, the important thing for your listeners is, of course, to continue pushing the federal government, our congressmen, our senators, and our president, or at least our next president, to continue focusing on this issue, but also not to give up on state-level reforms, because there are not only some bills in the state legislature this year that we hope to get out, and please contact your state representatives and senators and tell them about the importance of this issue, but there's many more ideas that we can do in the future.
All right, now, let's go over it again. People who want to get involved, what can they do?
Right now, one of the best things to do, this is the last week of the legislature, and one of the best things they can do is call their state representatives and state senators, urge them to support Senate Bill 44 and Senate Bill 141, which also is a reporting for hospitals that allows consumers to make more informed decisions. And also Senate Bill 198 and House Bill 1045. 198 would clarify the way that the doctors are compensated by health care plans and reduce paperwork. 1045 is the one that would have reporting on infection rates. That addresses the quality issue. So I would call your state representatives and senators, tell them the importance of these bills. You can go to progressnowaction.org. You can write them. Also tell them that they need to address this health care issue. You know, it's not fair to let our elected officials like even the attorney general say, oh, it's somebody else's responsibility. There's something that we can do in almost every capacity of public office to help address this issue, whether it's a school district, whether it's the state legislature, or whether it's the attorney general taking on insurance companies.
I swear to you, that's the email I got back from him.
You know what? I mean, we need and I know that that's one of the issues that Fern O'Brien, who's a candidate for attorney general, is running on. She wants to take on the insurance companies for some of their unfair practices, and that's really what an attorney general should be playing a leading role in.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And instead, what I got from Southers was, well, this is not really our area, and you need to really contact your state representatives and blah, 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 and on and on. I basically just deleted the email, you know, I mean, because it was a passing. It was a passing of the buck. All right, so people can go to progressnowaction.org, and they can fill out these electronic emails, the form, which will contact all of your representatives. Plus, they can pass it on to their friends, which is another premium thing. I did that yesterday. And this is a way to get motivated to use the Internet, to get motivated to pressure you know, your representatives to do something about the healthcare crisis, not only in this in this state, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there is, quite frankly, a lot that they can do about it, and it has ramifications across everything. I mean, you know, even in the K-12 education system alone, one of the biggest issues that leads to the learning gap is a lack of nutrition and health care for a lot of kids from at-risk families that are coming into school. And when a kid doesn't have adequate nutrition and health care, it's a lot harder for the teachers in the schools to do their job. And, I mean, we as a society need to take that responsibility, realize we're paying for it in the long run anyway. We're either paying to prevent the disease or to treat the disease, and to treat it is always much more expensive.
Before we go, tell us a little bit about the Jared Polis Foundation.
Sure. Well, we engage in a number of educational-related activities. We've helped start a number of schools that serve at-risk populations. The New America School serves new immigrants. We talked about immigrants earlier. We help new immigrants in the older age group, 16 to 21, learn English and get a high school diploma. We've also formed a small charter school in Denver that works with homeless youth and youth in transitional housing situations. You can imagine a lot of the healthcare issues around that as well. We do some teacher appreciation events. We actually just, as a small way of saying our appreciation. Our big event was just the other day, actually, and I said, the hardest working job is really a teacher. The second hardest job was us trying to narrow down all the applicants to decide who we were going to honor, because really every teacher in Colorado deserves to be honored for the tremendous amount of work that they do. And we also recycle computers, and that's one of our what I guess I would promote to your listeners. If you're involved with a nonprofit that needs computers or an after-school program, you can go to jaredpolisfoundation.org and apply. Likewise, if you're a company or an individual who has computers to donate and aren't quite sure what to do with them, we accept those donations, we refurbish them, and we get them back out to the community, over 3,000 computers last year.
Boy, that sounds, absolutely wonderful. That sounds great. As long as you're talking about a school for new immigrants, and people just don't want to get off this topic, what's your view about all of this, your view of this whole immigration debate?
Well, I don't think we should get off of it yet, because we haven't seen any meaningful immigration reform at the federal level. Many of your listeners, I'm a little sunburnt from the marches a couple days ago, and we actually closed down our office for that to honor that. I think that the federal government needs to wake up and realize the importance of the immigrant population of this country, realize the fact that without some type of earned legalization or amnesty, in effect, we're forcing them not to pay their full share of taxes, and in fact, we're picking up their expenses when they go to the emergency room. So we need to remove them from being a taxpayer burden, and we need to do that by giving them a way to have earned legalization so that they can become productive, tax-paying citizens. I mean, these are some of the hardest-working Americans you'll ever see, Jay, and they're a great asset to our country. And I think the American people realize that, and hopefully the Congress, United States Congress, will wake up and pass some kind of reform like the McCain-Kennedy reform.
Yeah, I agree. Except, boy, you got the right wing radio over there, pointing out all the evils of immigrants, and
It's weird.
There's all this resentment going on, and I just it's like resentment about what?
And I can't figure out what they want. I mean, if we deport everybody, that would be the worst thing for the state and the federal and the country. I mean, it would just devastate the economy. I mean, it would absolutely be horrible. And the status quo isn't any bargain either. They operate in a gray area, underground. They're not paying their full burden of taxes. They are, they rely on taxpayer money when they're going to the emergency room for treatment. I mean, I can't imagine anybody would either defend the status quo or say we should deport them. I mean, both are just absolutely devastating.
Let's build a wall, one of the examples they use is the immigrant who the illegal immigrant who shot the cop Donnie Young. They keep bringing him up, or the kids that got caught in the street racing thing that none of them had licenses, and they bring up all of these terrible examples, and then the good examples of things that undocumented workers do that never make the press. I mean, that stuff's never brought up, and there's just all this hysteria whipped up over this thing.
It's really a dirty little secret. There are major employers and major corporations that don't want to respect the rights and the worker rights of the new immigrants, and they actually prefer it in this gray area where they know that these employees are not going to sue them if they get abused. They know that they're not going to stand up for their rights because, quite frankly, they're scared. And there is a very powerful group that actually wants to keep it that way.
You think we'll ever get this worked out? I think we will eventually, but I don't think it's going to come overnight.
I think it has to. I mean, President Reagan, to his credit, took leadership in this role when he was in office and had a major immigrant amnesty. And it's inevitable that, again, we really need to have some form of earned legalization. I mean, people who work hard, want to pay taxes, are graduating from our high schools with good grades, gosh, this is the future of America. We need these people to be our citizens.
Yeah, but you bring up that thing about Ronald Reagan and the amnesty, and the first thing the right wing is going to tell you is, well, he did that and look, it failed.
Well, I think it's a short to medium term solution. I mean, I think you need to have meaningful reform, and we need to realize the needs of the economy. I mean, the economy needs these workers. I think that they're a great asset to the American economy, particularly if we want to be competitive with India and China. There's no doubt about it that we need our immigrant workforce. And I think these the strikes this last Monday showed that to a certain extent. Some people woke up to that. But, you know, the business community realizes this. The business community is with the progressive community in general on immigration reform because they understand the needs of the immigrant of the workforce for the immigrants.
You know what, though? It's 7:22, 22 minutes after 7. We're talking to Jared Polis of Progress Now Action.org and also the Jared Polis Foundation. I'm not sure, and I had a discussion yesterday with Mark Cooper of The Nation magazine. I'm not sure where the progressive community stands on immigration. I have no idea where they stand. I don't know. Most of the major publications seem to want to stay away from the topic, and I get a mixed bag here at best from listeners about what to do. I'm not sure where we stand on this.
You know, I think when you take the case of the American people that in the status quo and absent some form of IRM legalization, basically people are not paying the taxes they should, and they are receiving public benefits, I think people realize that we need to reform this. That's unfair to American taxpayers. That's a bad deal. That's why people are angry. The clear solution is to get them paying taxes and to make sure that they're not going to emergency rooms as their high-cost providers and make sure that they have insurance. I mean, I think when you make that case to people, progressives and conservatives alike, it just makes sense. It's common sense.
All right. Jared, thank you so much for getting up this morning and being on the show. Really appreciate it and look forward to having you on again real soon.
Thanks, Jay. Keep up the great work.
Okay, Jared. Take care. There's Jared Polis. You can check out the Jared Polis Foundation. That's jaredpolisfoundation.org or go to progressnowaction.org and get involved in this whole health care issue. And also, we're going to be talking a little bit later on about taking on Xcel and rising electric rates, too, as well. 7:24, 24 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thank you for joining us this morning on this kind of overcast kind of a morning here.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're looking at a pretty good drive into work today. Normal volume, though, is settled into place across the city. Eastbound lanes of I-270 now jamming up heavily at Vasquez. Southbound I-25 also heavily jamming coming out of Thornton Northland between 104th Avenue and the Boulder Turnpike. The Turnpike itself heavy in those eastbound lanes coming across Pecos, coming down towards the I-25 interchange. And on our side streets, we also have a lot of police activity. That's right around Colfax and Peoria, so do expect delays in all four directions. In today's forecast, lots of cloud cover, temperatures in the low 50s, and tonight's low reaching about 38. Currently, we're at 46 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Catch the Swing Fever sales event in progress right now at Golfsmith. Right now, you can save 10 to 60% throughout the store on select items. Tune up your game with free clinics, workshops, and many more events right now at your Denver Boulder Golfsmith.
Regency Window.
If you were shocked at your last energy bill, here's a tip. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The Bristol window uses state-of-the-art engineering to keep the heat out in the summer and the heat inside in the winter. And they're beautiful to look at. Register online to win a house full of windows absolutely free at bristolwindows.com or call Regency at 303-233-0833.
There are certain people, maybe you know one, who can't live anywhere but in town. They need a steady diet of espresso, sushi, and independent films. These are people who get lost south of Hamden and hyperventilate when they see too much beige. They can't take a shower and run the dishwasher at the same time, but that's okay, because they'd rather have the gritty charm of an urban neighborhood than the shiny newness of a suburban one. If you know someone like this, please give them this message from McStain. We understand. Let them know we're building homes in some interesting urban places. Homes with character and big closets. All new on the inside and distinctly urban on the outside. New homes for people who don't like new homes. In Lowry, Stapleton, Belmar, and Platte Park. Learn more at McStain.com. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
AutoZone.
It's spring cleaning time, so get to AutoZone for great prices on everything you need to make your car look its best. Right now at AutoZone, get an 18-ounce bottle of Eagle One Wax As You Dry Car Wash for only $4.99. Meguiar's Hot Shine Tire Foam or Spray, buy two, get a third one free. And check out AutoZone's full line of microfiber detailing products. A car is a big investment, so take care of it and get in the zone. AutoZone.
Top three reasons I'm going to transform my backyard this summer. Number three, right now, even my dog Jack is embarrassed to be out there. Number two, I've wanted a backyard makeover for many summers. This is the year. And the number one reason, the backyard is part of my house, and I want to enjoy it again. So does Jack.
When it comes to outdoor projects, think big. Think decking, gazebos, and grills. Think lighting, furniture, and fountains. Think the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A positive song. You know, that's a positive song on a Thursday morning. Coming up on 729, 29 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 54, thunderstorms, bring an umbrella. Be prepared for a little wet weather. And good to have you along here this morning. And I, you know, when I was talking to Jared Polis, I thank him for being on the program. You know, healthcare to me is a big issue, particularly mental health care. I don't know about the rest of you, but I feel like it's a disgrace that we have 45 to 48 million Americans in this country who have no health care, and that we have 750,000 Coloradoans without adequate health care. Then the other thing is about the whole immigration issue, which we talked to Mark Cooper about yesterday. I have no idea, for instance, where liberals or progressives stand uniformly on this issue. Because my calls here and the emails I get certainly are of a mixed bag. and most of the publications don't deal with it. They stay away from it. So I don't know where anybody stands. I mean, I know where people, where you individually stand, but I'm not sure where we collectively stand, and maybe that's worth exploring a little bit later on this morning. And also the Zacharias Massawi verdict as well. We can still talk about that. Coming up, we're going to talk to Congressman Jim McGovern. He's representing the 3rd Congressional District in Massachusetts, and we'll talk to him about this so-called bill that passed the House about ethics reform, which the Washington Post and others have called a sham. And that's coming up 7:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check out the progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart. Amelia.
Good morning, Jay. We've got a couple of new problems in the drive. Got a multi-car crash now on the left-hand shoulder of southbound I-25, right at the Downing Street Bridge. So our already heavy volume is now getting worse as you make your way into the tech center. Way up on the north end, got a new crash on the right-hand shoulder, southbound I-25 at 84th Avenue. Our jams here now persisting all the way back to 120th. Now, heavy volume again across the Boulder Turnpike. You're heavy in those westbound lanes between McCaslin and Table Mesa. And the eastbound lanes of traffic are also jamming heavily between Pecos and I-25. In today's forecast, we'll see lots of cloud cover, cooler temperatures only reaching about 53 degrees today, and an overnight low of 38. Currently, we're at 43 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
This May, choose how you want to save at your Dodge dealer. Grab 0% APR long-term financing on most Dodge vehicles like Durango and the redesigned Ram 1500. Or grab a huge cash allowance up to $5,000. See your Dodge dealer for details.
Fiesta. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for a fiesta at the 19th Annual Cinco de Mayo Festival in Civic Center Park. Saturday and Sunday, May 6th and 7th. Stop by the AM 760 tent and pick up a free bumper sticker. Find all the weekend festivities on AM760.net.
Are you a first-time homeowner or looking to purchase a home but have bad credit? Looking to refinance or improve your credit score? Are you a homeowner deep in debt and need to get ahead financially? Register now for the Mortgage Makeovers Roadshow, a free seminar, free lunch, and giveaways with mortgage expert Ken Michaels, host of the Mortgage Makeovers Show. Join Ken Michaels Saturday, May 6th from 9 to 2 at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Denver. Register online at mortgagemakeovers.net or call 877-299-DEBT. That's 877-299-DEBT or at mortgagemakeovers.net.
In 1997, Genia Lamonides was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, Genia's doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick, it wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Listen this Sunday at 1 p.m. to the Safe Money Show with Troy Hampshire and Troy Cunningham. Learn how to crash-proof your retirement. Protect your investments in the stock market, 401k, and IRAs for the future. Remember to tune in Sunday at 1 p.m. right here.
Boulder Valley Crane Service would like to express their support for the men and women who proudly serve our country. Today's military personnel and their families make many sacrifices for all of us. They deserve our recognition for their dedication to duty and for preserving our national freedoms. Let's salute them and the officers and firefighters who serve every day here at home. This is from Boulder Valley Crane Service, proudly serving the community for 10 years. Boulder Valley Crane Service, people who care.
The new Corkhouse Wine Restaurant is Denver's fun destination. Mediterranean calamari, fabulous salads, pan-seared salmon, lamb nachos, and more. Come for the wine, stay for the food. The Corkhouse Wine Restaurant, East Colfax Avenue at Eudora, 9 blocks east of Colorado Boulevard.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:34, 26 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 54, thunderstorms. Jay Marvin along with you here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and thanks for joining us. The House narrowly approved ethics legislation yesterday that would expand the amount of information that lobbyists must disclose about their interactions with lawmakers and would also rein in big money political groups that spent heavily in the last presidential election. It was by a vote of 217 to 213. The House agreed to require lobbyists to file quarterly instead of semiannual reports to include those report donations they give to federal candidates and political action committees and make public gifts that they give to lawmakers or congressional aides. On the line with me is Congressman Jim McGovern. He represents the 3rd Congressional District in Massachusetts. And Congressman McGovern, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Are you satisfied with this bill or not?
Not.
And the reason, because I know various... I think the Washington Post somewhere this morning, or one of the publications, maybe it's the New York Times, calls the whole thing a sham. But explain why you're not happy with it.
Well, because it really allows the status quo to continue. Look, there is a culture of corruption that exists here in Washington. There's no question about it. It's in your face, and it just literally takes my breath away. You have a situation where big money special interests come in here, reward members of Congress with all kinds of gifts and contributions, and then we have a process that is closed in which certain members can sneak things in, and the general public and indeed members of Congress, Republican or Democrat, don't even know what's in there until sometime in the future. The deal is that if you really want to change things, you want to end the corruption here, then you have to understand that there is a relationship between corruption and the breakdown of the deliberative process here. When you have a system that says that, members of Congress shouldn't even be given the courtesy of reading a bill before they vote on it. When you have a system that says that conference committees don't really have to meet, and that even after a conference committee is over with, and, items can be slipped into it. When you have a system where 15-minute roll call votes turn into 3-hour roll call votes, I go on and on and on and on. you know, there's where the corruption is. So, you know, right now you can see who gives to me as a political candidate. That's on the line. You will know which lobbyists support me and which lobbyists don't. But the fact of the matter is this broken system that is in place right now that allows this kind of behavior to continue stays. Nothing changes.
Why won't the Republicans do anything about this? They obviously know that the public is sick of it. They obviously know that their constituents are sick of it. They obviously know that the public desperately craves change and wants money out of politics, yet it seems like they can't move off the dime. They just can't really do anything.
Well, I think two things. One is I think they believe the public really doesn't care that much. I think they believe that this is not an issue that is going to make or break them in an election year. And I think they also believe that if they can come up with a bill, when this is tantamount to a soundbite. I mean, the Washington Post yesterday called it diluted snake oil,
and it's
an insult to the democratic process. Almost every major editorial board in the country has come out against this bill because they know what it is, and that is a sham. It is, you know, you want to clean things up. Let's get at the money in politics. Let's look at the fact that to run for Congress, you got to raise $2 million. Or to run for Senate, you got to raise $10, $20, $30 million. That's nuts. And as long as that's the way the politics is run here, the money's going to have a disproportionate influence on this process. But beyond that, look, this is the people's government. I mean, I'm proud to serve in the House of Representatives. I love this place. But this is the people's government. It should be open. People should know what's going on. Members of Congress should know what's going on. You know, we had a prescription drug bill that was shoved down our throats in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
A big bill comes before the Rules Committee. I'm on the Rules Committee. No one's read it. It's midnight. The next thing, an hour later, it's on the House floor being debated. Limited debate. No amendments made in order. No one had a chance to read the bill. They kept the roll call open for 3 hours. And guess what? We find out after the bill narrowly passed by a couple of votes that in the bill was a provision written that says that the U.S. government is prohibited from negotiating lower drug prices for pharmaceutical companies. Why is that in there? Because the pharmaceutical companies wrote that bill. They bought that bill. It was the best bill their money could buy. That's the kind of stuff where I believe if we let the light of day shine on it before it goes to the floor, the word will get out. It's in there, and constituents and writers and journalists and radio talk shows will condemn that, and hopefully Congress will do the right thing. But that's one of many examples. We had a situation where in the energy bill conference report, we had there was a subsidy to build a Hooters restaurant in Shreveport, Louisiana. What the hell do we need? Gas prices what they are right now. People don't have health care, and that's where taxpayer monies are going. Bills that provide liability protection for big drug companies snuck into the bill. No debate, no votes, no one knows it's in there. A payoff for a big political contribution. That's the corruption that we're talking about. That's what needs to be ended. So, and the other thing, too, and I'll just, leave you with this. I mean, we can pass all the rules we want, but if the leadership of this House continues to waive the rules and break the rules and not follow the rules, then those rules don't mean a damn thing. I mean, people really need to stand up and take this government back. We need to drain the swamp because that's what this place has become. And I think that there was an opportunity, given all the garbage that's gone on down here, for Democrats and Republicans to come together to do something meaningful, and they blew it. I mean, in this bill, as a member of Congress, you can still take corporate jets all around this country. And all you need to do is pay a first-class ticket. Let me put that in perspective. A first-class ticket from Washington to California is about $2,000. The actual cost of that flight is about $30,000. Boy, isn't that a nice little perk?
Yeah, it is.
Can anybody explain to me why members of Congress need to be able to travel on corporate jets? It makes no sense, and yet it has continued to be allowed under this bill. So really not a heck of a lot has changed.
We need 15 seats. We need to pick up 15 seats to take control of the House. Do you think we're going to do it in November?
I do. I really do.
And
I
then if it. We do it in November, then will things change? Will things change? At least will we get it on the road to some degree of change in the House of Representatives?
I believe we will. And if we don't, quite frankly, then we don't deserve to lead. I mean, that's the test. The game is not this whole process is not just about winning. It's about, once you win, to govern.
Right.
And to actually deserve that victory. And I'll tell you, I believe, you know, that we got a good leadership team in place that actually does care about ethics, that does want to clean this place up, that loves this institution, that respects the Congress of the United States, that also understands that, you know, this is a deliberative body where debate is okay, where people should be able to offer amendments and be able to talk about whatever they want to talk about. This place right now is a place where trivial issues get debated passionately and important ones not at all. It is a process that is almost always closed. Very few people get to participate in debates. They frown on debates. It just, you know, we joke all the time in the Rules Committee that, you know, we're constantly urging the Iraqi people to embrace democracy. The problem is that if they look at what we're doing here, this is not democracy. So I guess what we're saying is, you know, if you watch us, don't do this at home. Because, I mean, quite frankly, this is the most undemocratic Congress, and I will say the most corrupt Congress of my lifetime. And I joked yesterday on an interview that I'm nostalgic for Nixon because Nixon has nothing on these guys. I mean, this government is the big money is playing too big of a role on important legislation. I mean, and then the cost of corruption is the price you pay for gas at the gas pump, the messed up Medicare prescription drug bill, less consumer protections, a dirty environment. I mean, go on and on and on. That's the cost. So it's not just somebody down here, reaping some benefits or being able to fly around on a corporate jet. It is that it's translating into legislation that I think is directly hurting the American people.
Final question. I ask everybody of national note that comes on this show, I ask them this question, and you certainly are of national note, and I appreciate you being here. George W. Bush, worst president of your lifetime?
Yes, without a doubt. Nobody, in my opinion, has done more to hurt this country than he has. And he has lied us into a war that has cost us hundreds of billions of dollars. He seems tone deaf with regard to this with the high price of gasoline. Messed up an opportunity to provide people good health care and prescription drugs. So I have, he's squandered record surpluses. I mean, we're in debt up to our eyeballs. So I think he has done enough damage to earn the position of being the worst president of my lifetime.
Congressman Jim McGovern from the 3rd Congressional District in Massachusetts, thank you so much for being on the program. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Hope to have you on again.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Well, there you go. Jim McGovern. It's what he has to say. And we need 15 seats in the House to change things. And, man, get out there and get it. Get out there and do it. You know, for Angie Piccioni, for Bill Winter, for Jay Fawcett. Get out there and do it for everybody who's running. And then we'll see who ends up being the Democratic nominee in the 7th Congressional District. Get out there and do it. I'm pushing for Peggy Lamb, but you should choose who you want. And whoever turns out to be the nominee will stand behind him 100%. Let's get galvanized. Let's get going. Let's take this country back because we need desperately to do it. 7:45, 15 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Thanks so much for joining me here this morning, and I hope your morning is going as well as mine is.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
This morning's drive just got a bit more difficult. Two crashes now working across I-25. First, taking a look at the north end of traffic. Southbounders dealing with a crash on the right-hand shoulder at 84th Avenue. We're now looking at delays well up into the Thornton-North Glen area up at 120th. Taking a look right in T-Rex, northbounders dealing with a crash on the left-hand shoulder at the Downing Street Bridge. We also have debris blocking up that left-hand lane of the highway, so do expect delays in both directions. Across I-225, still got a minor crash working on the right-hand shoulder at Mississippi. You're jamming now, persisting all the way back into Aurora. I-270 is also slowing in the eastbound lanes between Vasquez and I-70. Today's high only reaching about 53 degrees. Currently, we're at 46 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
This May, choose how you want to save at your Dodge dealer. Grab 0% APR long-term financing on most Dodge vehicles like Durango and the redesigned Ram 1500. Or grab a huge cash allowance up to $5,000. See your Dodge dealer for details.
With gas prices going through the roof, alternatives are being discussed. He goes out and he buys a Ford F-250 truck. And he converts the engine so it will take straight vegetable oil, waste vegetable oil. He is in studio with us here.
How's the engine run on this stuff?
Quieter, cleaner, and it smells like either sushi or fine Italian food.
Ed Schultz.
I don't think I could drive that. I'd be 250 more pounds.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
Forget her, bro. The foosball table's open.
Meet Carl. Carl's an old friend and lethal game killer who will suck you into the activities girls want no part of, like video golf.
Birdie!
Air hockey.
Goal!
Or pool.
I'm the king.
Yeah, the king of no woman's land. So the Axe dry wearer always stays cool and keeps his distance from this game killer when girls are around.
All these chicks are crowding the dartboard.
Keep your cool. Axe dry. To learn more, visit thegamekillers.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK.
Now I can afford LASIK?
The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. And 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-600-7101. That's 1-800-600-7101. 1-800-600-7101.
7:48, 12 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Jay Marvin along with you. You know, I think the highest thing, the highest praise you can give is when you attach your name to something, because your name is your reputation, and I don't take it lightly, and I'm almost sure that you don't either. And I'm proud to attach my name to Rocky's Autos. I'm proud to be a part of Rocky's Autos. I'm proud to advertise for Rocky's Autos. I'm proud to be on their TV commercials. I'm proud to be associated with Rocky's Autos because they're good folks, and it's a great place to buy a car. Right now, their matching down incentive is going on, which makes it even easier, up to $1,500. So you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and it's like having $3,000. Or you can put down $1,000, and it's like having $2,000. Or you can put down $500, and it's like having $1,000. And that's really how it works. And Rockies has got a huge selection, over 500 vehicles, clean, late model, used vehicles on the lot and ready to go. Every car equipped with the worry-free protection program from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. So if you've kind of been debating about buying a car, but you're not sure where to go, and getting a car is a big, it's a big investment. And you're kind of cynical. Of the people that you would, you know, deal with. I understand all that, and the people at Rockies understand all that, and that's one of the reasons why we go the extra mile to help you out, to make sure that you're well taken care of. So when you go in there, ask for Tom or Marv Al Shearer, ask for Colby Harris, ask for Dave Dunn, ask for Gerard Menard, ask for any of those folks that I've named or any of the people that you see at Rockies, talk to them. There's over 100 of them there. That are dedicated to making your buying experience comfortable and a good one. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com, because there you can see the inventory. You can pre-qualify for a car loan, which cuts down on the amount of paperwork time. And also, you can read about their business philosophy and see their TV commercials. Rockies Autos open an extra hour now, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. Stop by and see them. They really are good folks. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Top three reasons I'm going to transform my backyard this summer. Number three, right now, even my dog Jack is embarrassed to be out there. Number two, I've wanted a backyard makeover for many summers. This is the year. And the number one reason, the backyard is part of my house, and I want to enjoy it again. So does Jack.
When it comes to outdoor projects, think big. Think decking, gazebos, and grills. Think lighting, furniture, and fountains. Think the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, we're going to be coming back in November in a big, big way. 7:52, 52 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 54, some thunderstorms. And I'll be at Cinco de Mayo on Saturday between noon and 2. Is that ridiculous picture of me in a sombrero up on the website? Yeah, go to AM760.net if you want to see this thing. And click on the J. Marvin icon. Oh, Lord. This is something that the IT department scoop and these people put together, and it's hysterical. But I will be at Cinco de Mayo. I'll be at the AM 760 booth. Come by and see me. I'll be there between noon and 2, and that's on Saturday. And then Saturday night, I'll be at the Clinton-Carter dinner for the Douglas County Democrats. I'll be sitting. I'm supposed to sit. Mary and I are supposed to sit at Bill Winter's table. But you never know. They may make us sit in the back. But we're going to be there raising money for the Douglas Democrats. And there's still tickets available. So go to the Douglas Democrats website and go. What, Turk, what are you saying? DouglasDemocrats.org. See, there's two radio shows going on here. There's one going on that you hear, and then there's the one going on that Turk professes to run, that he doesn't profess to run, that he runs. You know, in the back of, he talks to me while I'm trying to talk to you. Why don't you just come out and say what you want to say? I mean, you definitely obviously want a radio show of your own. I don't know why, so you can flirt with women and, you know, carry on. I don't know why you just don't come forward and just talk.
I was just simply trying to say that that address is on the call track for you to read out, but thought it might sound better you giving it than me popping on the air and interrupting you.
You can pop up and interrupt me anytime you want. Douglas, after all, I do it to other people. DouglasDemocrats.org is where you go for more chicken information, and it's going to be a wonderful night. You know, I've said this before. I'll say it again. I go through this every single time. It's really true. Mary, if I had Mary on the line here, Mary could vouch for this because it's true. I get invited to these things, and I'll say, well, can Mary go? And, oh, sure, you know, bring Mary. Okay. So I'll fret about going. For days on end, because this is the way I am psychologically. This is why I'm going to see my shrink today, okay? So, you know, I'll fret about going, okay, for days on end. Where is the place located? Can I find it? You know, do I have to wear a suit? If I have to wear a suit, is it clean? Oh, God, I have to dress up. You know, I'm uncomfortable dressing up. I got into this business so I wouldn't have to wear a suit. Blah, 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 blah. Am I smart enough to keep up, you know, in conversations with all these people? And it goes on and on and on. All this fretting and fretting and fretting and fretting and fretting. And then, so then what ends up happening is, I finally get dressed up. We get dressed up. We go. For the first 5 minutes that you go there, it's kind of tense. You got to kind of break the ice. But then you see people who you know, some friendly faces. Pat Walk would be there, you know, the chairwoman of the Democratic Party. Bill Winter will be there. I mean, people that you know. And what ends up happening is, you end up having a wonderful time. Because, really, there are no better people to hang out with than Democrats. And I sincerely mean this. I mean, for the most part, 99.99999999% of them are the best people in the world. They're friendly, they're warm, they're enthusiastic about you being there, and it makes you feel like, it, you know what it does? Here's the reason you ought to go this Saturday night, if you can get tickets. It wipes away the cynicism that is put upon you and I every day looking at the things that this administration does and looking down into the abyss of what this country has become and what has gone on here and the feeling that you have that these things are happening and there's no way you can stop it. There's no way you can stop it. And looking at it every single day, it's depressing. It's depressing to look at the lunacy of this presidency of this guy, George W. Bush, and the people around him. The latest story going around now is that they're thinking about cutting off the televised daily press briefings. which is providing less information to you and I, not more information. And so every day it's something here. Like Jim McGovern, the congressman, just on, talking about the ethics reform, the lobbying rules, which are an absolute sham that the Republican Party has put on. And we're going to have Richard Wolff on here pretty soon to talk about this boneheaded idea that Tony Snow and Josh Bolton have about restricting our access to what goes on every single day in this government. But you go to these things, and what it does is it's uplifting. It's you know what it is? It's like going to church or to synagogue or to mosque. It's uplifting. And it makes you feel like you can do something. It makes you feel like there are other people in the world like you and that you're not alone and that it is time for this nonsense that has been perpetrated about those of us who are progressives and those of us who consider ourselves to be liberals and those of us who consider ourselves to be on the left, that, you know what, it's time to put an end to this nonsense. It's time to put an end to this nonsense that we can't govern and that our ideas are wrong. Because you know what? Their ideas are being publicly proven wrong. Their ideas are being publicly discredited. Everything from their economics to their foreign policy is being publicly discredited. So, if you're one of those people that kind of feels, well, you know, overwhelmed with it all I can urge you to do is go to the Douglas Democrats site and come to the dinner on Saturday night. Or go to the Democratic activity nearest you. You know what? It'll recharge and reshape and change your head, and you'll feel polished, you'll feel ready to go, and you'll feel ready to take on the GOP. And man, we are going to take them on in November. Trust me.
Well, Limbaugh is an ideologue. Limbaugh is a blowhard. Limbaugh makes it up. Limbaugh is just a gas bag. Limbaugh, he doesn't care whether it's right or wrong. He'll just make it up to fit his agenda.
Yep. That's why we're here. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions or citizenship status. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your health care every year, call for your free brochure. 1-888-400-3006. 1-888-400-3006. Visit us on the web at qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today. 1-888-400-3006. 1-888-400-3006.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, this is Barry Bagnato in Alexandria, Virginia. Here at the federal courthouse, al-Qaeda conspirator Zacarias Moussaoui is about to be formally sentenced. It's a done deal. A jury here rejected the government's bid to execute Moussaoui, opting instead for life in prison with no possibility of release. That's okay with Maureen Santora, who lost her son on September 11th.
Nothing changes for us. Our son is still dead. He's never going to be returned.
Moussaoui gets a chance to speak out one last time at this hearing, CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cullen.
The only mystery here, the only drama here, is what Moussaoui says and how long the judge allows him to speak. He does have a right to speak without any examination by the lawyers, but the judge also has a right to keep decorum in her courtroom, and if Moussaoui goes off on her or goes off on the system, I imagine at some point she'll say enough is enough.
After the verdict was announced, Moussaoui shouted, "America, you lost." This is Barry Bagnato in Alexandria, Virginia. Now here's Frank Settapani.
And about face, south of the border, President Fox has refused to sign a bill that would have legalized drug possession for personal use. CBS's Peter Mayer has White House reaction.
The White House welcomes Mexican President Fox's decision. The U.S. had opposed
proposed the drug decriminalization plan, and it made its thoughts known to Mexico. The administration was concerned about drug tourism and the impact on the war on drugs. Border states and cities worried that liberalized Mexican laws would have caused more problems along the border.
The Vatican has excommunicated two Catholic bishops who were installed by China's state-controlled church without the Pope's permission. John Ellens, a writer with the National Catholic Reporter.
What's going on here is that there are some hardliners in the Chinese government that simply oppose any movement towards a greater acknowledgement of religious freedom. And this is their attempt to, in effect, push back, to set limits.
In Buchanan, West Virginia, the hearing into the Sago mine disaster is in its third day. CBS's Jim Crisula is there.
Families of the 12 men who died in the Sago explosion January 2nd will get an update from state and federal investigators. Those experts have challenged the company's claim that the accident was caused by a lightning strike. The families will also have a chance to make closing statements as the public hearing ends.
Vice President Cheney, speaking in Lithuania, sprinkled praise for Eastern Europe's new democracies with criticism of Russia. Cheney accused President Putin of limiting the freedoms of Russian citizens and using energy resources for blackmail.
No legitimate interest is served when oil and gas become tools of intimidation or blackmail.
In College Park, Maryland, a University of Maryland student's been charged with murder and arson. Daniel Murray allegedly set the house fire last year that killed fellow student Anthony Scrocca of Somerville, New Jersey. A Maryland jury should hear opening statements a few hours from now in the murder trial of D.C. sniper John Muhammad. He's already been convicted and sentenced to death in Virginia. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's ahead 47 points. NASDAQ is up 14. This is CBS News.
Every day, millions of people go to Match.com. So many of them find love, get married, and raise families. So, is online dating for you? Now, Match.com has created a new starter kit, so you can find out. And for a limited time, it's free for everyone who visits Match.com. Online dating is a great way to meet someone these days. Get going with our new starter kit. Yours free. Only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
Every day, Progressive does something that's, well, progressive. They have this real-time ticker on their website. It shows their rates for car insurance and the rates of their top competitors, like State Farm and Allstate. Right now on Progressive.com, you can see actual rates that people are getting. Sometimes Progressive Direct is the lowest. Sometimes they're not. If they're this helpful when you're shopping for car insurance, imagine how they'll be once you're a customer. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE today.
Available in most states and situations. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
Belco Credit Union. Easy to join and worth it. Belco.org.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. It's looking like Colorado voters will decide in November what rights to grant to same-sex couples. State legislators are close to agreeing on wording for a ballot measure granting limited rights to gay couples but not marriage benefits such as tax breaks. The proposal to register domestic partnerships would let same-sex couples be involved in medical decisions and offer survivor benefits and could allow joint adoptions. While supporters insist this is about equality and fairness, opponents contend this is a roundabout way of sanctioning gay marriage. Though she doesn't think he would listen, the Colorado widow of pilot of Flight 93 says she'd like to talk to Zacharias Moussaoui. As long as he's never again free, life in prison is okay with Sandy Dahl. Still, she would like the opportunity to talk to the admitted terrorist who plotted to kill thousands on 9/11.
How dare he think that he is doing God's work? God can do his own work. That'd be it, because I don't think the man would listen.
Dahl calls Moussaoui garbage and is glad he'll die in prison. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Tony Jones with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a tough drive as you're heading south out of Thornton North Glen. A couple cars mixed it up at 84th. They're partially holding up that left lane, so we're seeing backups to 136. It's also a slow go in the usual spots. Eastbound 270 from 76 to Vasquez is heavy, as is southbound 2 1/4 as you approach Yosemite to I-25. And off the highways, watch out for an accident southbound University at C-470. I'm Tony Jones, AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Use Eco Potting Mix this spring to have magnificent marigolds, perfect petunias, and the jazziest geraniums in town. Eco Potting Mix, now available at the Home Depot and Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse. The secret for growing the healthiest flowers, it's Eco.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky.
Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK.
Now I can afford LASIK?
The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. And 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-600-7101. That's 1-800-600-7101. 1-800-600-7101.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 806, 6 minutes after 8. How in the world are you? High today, 54. Look for some thunderstorms today. And if your name is Matt Gizzen of Aurora, Matt, if you're listening, you told us that you listened to my show, the Jay Marvin Show, here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, right about this time. And that's why I'm calling your name, Matt Gizzen of Aurora. Matt, we're looking for you right now. You got 1 hour to call us to claim a great prize and become eligible to win our Grand Eco Prize trip to Costa Rica. Matt Gizzen of Aurora. Call now. Claim your prize and get in for the drawing. We're looking for you, Matt, right now, right this second, right this moment, right this minute. Matt Gizzen, call now. Make my day. I need another winner. Okay. How many of you got your XL energy bill in the mail? And they sent a little pamphlet along talking about rate increases. And we've got on the line with us one of our favorite people from one of our favorite organizations. We've got Michael Huttner on the line from, he's the executive director of Progress Now, who is engaged in a move to stop this. And Michael, good morning and welcome to the program. And I signed your petition yesterday.
Thank you so much for having us on.
You know what? Let's talk about this. XL made record profits, did they not?
Yeah, they just reported that they made a 25% increase in their profits over the same time last year.
Yet they still want to raise the electric and gas rates, correct?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. They're now requesting a $209 million increase on Colorado residents and small businesses.
Now, they just can't get what they want. They have to go through a Public Utilities Commission, correct?
That's right. They have to receive approval, and we're asking folks to file their objections at our new website, ExposeXL.com, before Friday, May 19th.
Okay, so give the web address again.
Sure, it's ExposeXL.com.
Now, have you talked to anybody at the Public Utilities Commission about this?
Yes, we did.
And what was their response?
You know, their response is concerned. They're open to as many people as possible going to ExposeXL.com, and then we will share all of the complaints, all of the concerns from all the people that go there with the Public Utilities Commission. If we're able to get enough of your listeners, enough people around Colorado, small businesses, people, just consumers paying XL energy bills, to go to ExposeXL.com and file their concerns, there is a chance that we can block this huge rate increase.
Have you talked to the people at XL about this?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And the chances are they would just give you a bunch of PRBS anyway, right?
That's right. That's their usual MO.
You know, they try to justify the fact that they need to raise these rates at a time when they're making these profits. But, you know, this is a whole pattern that seems to be going on in the energy sector as a whole, from gasoline prices to electric prices to natural gas prices. I mean, all these companies seem to be doing this, and there doesn't seem to be much, you know, going on, like in the states or even federally, to try to stop this stuff.
No, it's absolutely. There's nobody holding XL Energy accountable. They're not making it less expensive for consumers, and nor are they making cleaner energy. And the combination of which is absolutely the worst. And that's why we're launching ExposeXL.com to finally hold XL accountable.
You know what? Who sits on the Public Utilities Commission?
You know, unfortunately, it's a lot of folks that have formerly worked with or on behalf of XL. So you've got a Public Utilities Commission that, while they're not the key person that we're targeting, we're certainly concerned that they haven't held XL accountable like they should be.
So they have connections to the industry, in other words?
Many of them do.
Boy, you know, see, that doesn't seem to be right. But this is not the first state I've lived in where they've had this problem. And it's never seemed to be ethical to me. Does it seem to be ethical to you?
No, you know, the real conflict we have here is we have Governor Owens, chief of staff, former chief of staff, was Roy Palmer. Well, of course, Roy Palmer, Governor Owens is going to be no longer governor after this year. He went and took a very cush job as being the director of all government affairs for Xcel Energy. So now you've got kind of the fox in the hen house situation where you've got Roy Palmer, who also helped appoint the current Public Utilities Commission, many of them, running all the government and public policy for Xcel. So that's why there's little accountability, especially here in Colorado.
How many signatures do you think you've gathered so far?
Well, we've had a record turnout. We had, I haven't checked this morning, but within 2 hours of us sending out the launching this website, we had gathered over 500 different concerns and complaints about Xcel.
Wow, 500.
Within 2 hours. Now I would say we're well over 1,000, and we just launched this yesterday afternoon, the new website, exposexcel.com.
And now how long is this going to go for before you turn this information into the Public Utilities Commission?
Our deadline is, and that's why we're asking all of your listeners to go to exposexcel.com and file their concerns, is 2 weeks from now, Friday, May 19th.
Okay, so we got until Friday, May 19th to get this done.
That's right.
So we want everybody to go to exposexcel.com and sign up. And there's a little box there where you can leave a comment to the Public Utilities Commission and tell them exactly how you feel or give your complaints about Xcel. And hopefully, you know, they will go through and take the time to read all of this, correct?
That's right. And even if somebody can just give their personal, you know, how it's affected them, or just make a one-sentence statement, it shouldn't take more than, you know, a minute or two to file. But the more people we can get, certainly the more of a chance we have of blocking this $209 million proposed increase by Xcel.
Yeah, I know on mine, when I filled mine out, I put down, please have Xcel justify this rate hike by using facts, statistics, and opening their books. So that was about two sentences there that I put on mine?
That's right. It just takes about a minute, but we really need all of your listeners to go there just for a minute today and sign up, and the more that we have, the better position we'll be to make sure that everybody's energy bills don't continue to skyrocket.
And then the other thing you can do is once you're done filling it out, you can also then email it around to your friends, which is also critical. I tried to email it to five of my friends yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. You can, right when you submit it, you pass this on or you can forward it directly on to your friends.
Now, when you get ready to present this to them, are you going to the Public Utilities Commission meeting and presenting it, or how do you plan to do that?
That's right. Before the deadline, which is Friday, May 19th, we're going to submit all of the comments, so hopefully thousands of them, and then we're working with some folks to be a party to formally object to the proposed $209 million electric rate increase.
Who else are you working with, can you say?
Yeah, sure. We already have a number of other organizations, the Colorado Progressive Coalition, COPERG, which is the Colorado Public Interest Research Group, and another group called Clean Energy Action. But we're looking for more partners. So if if any of your folks want to partner up with us, we're always looking for more coalition partners, which will only give us a better chance to hold Xcel accountable.
Well, we'll definitely see if John Turk is in there and he can hear me. We'll definitely see if we can link this up on our website, put this link on our website to exposexcel.com so people can go to 760.net and also link up and participate in this campaign. And let's see if we can force the Public Utilities Commission to do the right thing and force Xcel to justify exactly what they want at this time when they've made record profits over the wintertime.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, home heating bills rose an average of 25% to 40% in Colorado during the peak winter months, and yet yesterday, Xcel admitted that this $209 million electric rate increase is likely to be the first in a series of hikes that Colorado customers and small businesses are going to have to endure.
Yeah, that was the part that bothered me, was the first in a series of hikes. Like this isn't going to be enough. That they want more. What do they need this for? Except to reward their leadership and their shareholders.
Yeah. Well, we also shared yesterday on, and we're going to have this information up on exposexcel.com. Is there was an additional over $10 million that they gave Wayne Brunetti and their other top executives money, what they call incentive pay, which is nothing more than a golden parachute out of the company, and this is money that you and me and others in Colorado have had to put money towards so these people can, have a huge package to exit the company. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's totally ridiculous. All right, everybody go to exposexcel.com. sign the petition today. Let's get it done. And the deadline, Michael, again is?
Is Friday, February 19th, so 2 weeks from now.
All right, Michael. Listen, we'll help you as much as we can, and we appreciate you once again coming on the program this morning.
Thanks so much for having me on, Jay.
Okay, there's Michael Huttner. And you know what? Go to exposexcel.com. Do it now. Sign it up. Then you can email it to your friends. And let's get a grassroots effort going here to stop this rate increase on the part of Xcel. Because, you know what, they don't need the money. They have turned out record profits. They are giving their corporate executives record bonuses. There is no reason to have this go on. It's 8:16, 16 minutes after 8. If your name is Matt Gizzen of Aurora, Matt, we're looking for you because we want you to claim your prize and also get in, be eligible for the drawing to the trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Bay Lodge, and I'd love to have another winner today. Matt Gitzen, G-I-T-Z-E-N of Aurora. If you know Matt, or Matt, if you're listening, call in now. You got less than an hour. Meanwhile, we'll open the phones now at this point. 303-713-7600. We haven't taken any phone calls all morning long, literally. So if you want to call about Misawi, if you want to call about gas prices, if you want to call about electric prices, if you want to call about lobbying reform, whatever it is that may be on your mind this morning, you're more than welcome to do it. I got four open lines just waiting, and I'd love to talk to you. 303-713-7600, 817, 17 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
This morning's drive just got a bit more difficult. Two crashes now working across I-25. First, taking a look at the north end of traffic. Southbounders dealing with a crash on the right-hand shoulder at 84th Avenue. We're now looking at delays well up into the Thornton-North Glen area up at 120th. Taking a look right in T-Rex, northbounders dealing with a crash on the left-hand shoulder at the Downing Street Bridge. We also have debris blocking up that left-hand lane of the highway, so do expect delays in both directions. Across I-225, still got a minor crash working on the right-hand shoulder at Mississippi. Your jamming now persisting all the way back into Aurora. I-270 is also slowing in the eastbound lanes between Vasquez and I-70. Today's high only reaching about 53 degrees. Currently we're at 46 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
You have big plans for your business. So do Citywide Banks. They offer commercial loans and lines of credit with flexible terms and the advice and guidance of an experienced banker. Discover business banking with a human touch. Citywide Banks, equal housing lender and member FDIC.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue with 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably, enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. It's spring cleaning time, so get to AutoZone for great prices on everything you need to make your car look its best. Right now at AutoZone, get an 18-ounce bottle of Eagle One Wax As You Dry Car Wash for only $4.99. Meguiar's Hot Shine Tire Foam or Spray, buy two, get a third one free. And check out AutoZone's full line of microfiber detailing products. A car is a big investment, so take care of it and get in the zone. AutoZone.
Top three reasons I'm going to transform my backyard this summer. Number three, right now, even my dog Jack is embarrassed to be out there. Number two, I've wanted a backyard makeover for many summers. This is the year. And the number one reason, the backyard is part of my house, and I want to enjoy it again. So does Jack.
When it comes to outdoor projects, think big. Think decking, gazebos, and grills. Think lighting, furniture, and fountains. Think the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
You and I have talked about immigration. Is there a workable answer to this problem? We'll find out, won't we? Damned if we do and damned if we don't.
No matter how many protests they have, we have to come to grips as Americans that we have helped cause all of this. I wish someone in the Senate would stand up and say, okay, message sent, message received. We're going to get something done about this.
I've got so much love in my arms.
AM 760.
No one can tear it apart. Yeah.
Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 8. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're still looking for Michael Gisner. Mike, somewhere out there on the horizon, you're out there. And we're looking for you, pal. Michael Gisner. Michael Gisner of Aurora. Call in. It's a Gitson or Gisner? Michael Gitson. All right, you know what? If your name even resembles that, call the hell in, would you? Oh, God. I need another job. That's what I need. All right, Michael, come on, man. I need a winner. We're looking for you, bud. We're looking for you, bro. We want to hook up with you now. Michael Gitton. Gitson of Aurora. We got a lot at stake here. All right, let's go to the phones at 821, 21 minutes after 8, and we'll go to Mike in Loveland. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, hey. Mike.
Hi. I'm a first-time conservative caller.
Oh, welcome.
And I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
Yesterday, you were talking, you had your callers call in about what they felt was the most important topic in the news. I believe it was immigration, Iraq.
Right, right.
Gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
But you had made the statement that you didn't feel that you could really do much yourself about gas prices. And I just want to make a suggestion.
Okay.
I got on an email last week. Somebody, I think it was from Coca-Cola Company, is recommending. He said, "There's really, it isn't going to be very effective not buying gas on a Friday. Because if you're like me, I forget Thursday night and then I feel guilty Friday. I buy it anyhow."
Yeah, but, I hear you.
But what he was recommending, and I think this is something, whether you're a liberal, whether you're a conservative, it's American, we can work together on this. Boycott ExxonMobil. Do not buy gas from Mobil Exxon. Buy as much gas as you want from Sinclair, Conoco, whoever else, but don't buy any gas from them. And when their price, and when they're, they're not selling any gas, the price, they'll lower their prices, and so will everybody else. Actually, the consumer can create a gas war by boycotting the biggest oil company.
You want to know something? You don't want to know something? I think your suggestion is excellent. And, you know, you got me sold, man. I am not going to buy any more ExxonMobil gas at any time, any place, anywhere. And that includes not only now, but it also includes into the summer. And I intend to stay totally and completely away. And the other thing I'm trying to do is I'm trying to cut down at least on some of the mileage that I drive every single day to try to burn a little less gas to try to push back at the gas prices.
Well, and that's true. I think we all should be doing that. But even I think the danger will be even if this works and Exxon starts lowering their prices and they lower it 10 cents a gallon than everybody else, you'll have a tendency, well, gee, it's 10 cents a gallon cheaper. I might as well buy it from them. Forget it. I'd say boycott them until the gas comes down below $2 a gallon.
Well, I generally don't agree with boycotts, but I'll tell you something. This one makes a lot of sense to me. And you know what? You know what has always gotten me? What's always gotten me is if we're supposed to live in a free marketplace with a competitive situation, why do all of the gas stations more or less have the same pricing structure?
Well, I can't believe that it isn't price fixing.
Yeah, me neither. Why doesn't somebody look into this?
Well, you would think they would. What gets me is you can price of oil will go up a dollar or two or whatever a barrel, and the next day at the pumps the prices are up. But you get something like what has been done with the Bush administration last week that, you know, they say, well, it won't make much difference, but it'll make a few cents, at the pumps. when do you see that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, maybe we'll see it in 3 weeks or a month, but it sure didn't happen the next day.
You know what? That's an excellent point. I'll tell you something else, too. I'm going to get somebody on here to explain this to us about the competitive gas pricing. I'm going to get somebody on to explain to it how it is that, you know, that if you have three gas stations on a busy corner, that all three of them charge the exact same price for the exact same product. How does that work? Why doesn't one charge less than the other?
Well, it's not only a three on the corners. It's the whole town. Why is it 20 gas stations in the whole town the same price?
Yeah, I think those are questions that ought to be asked.
Yeah, right.
All right, man. Hey, Michael, thank you. Great call. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. I know. Does anybody know the answer to this? And I think we ought to get somebody on to answer this question. Now, you could go to somebody from the American Petroleum Institute, but I'll tell you what will happen. They'll just lie to us. So what we need to do is we need to do some research and talk to somebody who knows about this gas pricing structure. Because something about this is not kosher. Let's go to Alex in Castle Rock. Alex, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Alex.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
This is just kind of a general thing. I was watching TV a couple of days ago, and here's George Bush during this time with gas prices, economy, war, and all that, at some charity function, probably at some Ritz-Carlton hotel, with a bunch of his good old boys, and there's a comedian lookalike that was...
That's the annual Washington Correspondents' Dinner.
Was that what it was? I just caught bits and pieces of it, and I just feel like that's kind of so insincere during this time. I think he should be more distinguished as a president and not have people more or less make fun of him during this time. I just felt it was insincere and more or less sophomoric. I think his, himself or people around him should have just opted not to have that comedian on during this time. I just felt just insincere. That's it.
Well, he does that every year, though. Every president does it. The Correspondents' Dinner has been going on forever and a day, and everybody does it. I mean, it's a yearly kind of thing where people are supposed to take a poke at the president, supposed to kid him. Although there are a lot of people who feel that Colbert went totally and completely over the top. I don't happen to think so, but a lot of people do think so. And there's a report on HuffingtonPost.com this morning, I think, that or maybe it's Raw Story, that Bush was about ready to blow. He was so angry at Colbert's, his whole shtick and routine up there.
Really? Well, maybe I'm just so irritated with him that any time I see him on TV or saying something, my hair curls.
I don't think you're alone on that. I feel exactly the same way. I find it extremely, extremely hard. I find it extremely hard not only to sit through what he has to say, but I find it extremely hard to sit through what his surrogates have to say.
Exactly.
I mean, it's really, 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 really rough.
It is.
So you're not alone, pal.
All right. Thanks, Jay. Keep up the good work, man.
You got it, Alex. Thanks. And I'm trying to think of who it is I saw. She's from some little talk station in Atlanta. Can't think of her name. But she was on one of these shows. And it was one of these typical deals where you had one liberal talk show host and two conservative talk show hosts. And she made the absurd statement that, of course, the press is liberal and liberal biased towards George W. Bush. Because the press loved Bill Clinton, but they hate George W. Bush. And I'm just paraphrasing what she said. And I thought, you've got to be freaking kidding me. Like, where were you when the whole Monica Lewinsky thing was going on? Where were you when the whole healthcare debacle thing was happening? Where were you at that time? And if anything, the press has basically been lazy up until late when it comes to this presidency. And the things that these guys come up with is amazing. It's just amazing. And then, of course, they try to, claim that there's, a liberal bias when the panel that they're on is stacked conservatively. All right, it's 8:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. All lines are open at 303-713-7600, and let's go to Tony Jones for a look at progressive traffic.
We've got a couple trouble spots on I-70. A bus has run out of gas eastbound 70 at Washington, causing some delays. And then two cars mixed it up on the ramp to Peoria, also from the eastbound direction. Southbound 25 is heavy as you head into Denver from 120th to 84th, where crews have just cleaned up a left lane accident at 84th, and speeds do pick up. 225 is slow as you're coming into the tech center from Yosemite. And on the flip side, C-470, we're seeing speeds picking up and getting back to normal. They're in the 60s and 70s. I'm Tony Jones, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Barbecue and picnic season is here. Step up your celebration or corporate event with Cowtown Barbecue Catering. Ranch hands grill up, carve up, and serve up mouthwatering tri-tip steaks. Feed your hungry herds with delicious chicken, ribs, burgers, and more. Move on over to CowtownCatering.com.
AM760.net. More than just a website, it's a way to take us with you. Download AM760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. AM760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
Are you a first-time homeowner or looking to purchase a home but have bad credit? Looking to refinance or improve your credit score? Are you a homeowner deep in debt and need to get ahead financially? Register now for the Mortgage Makeovers Roadshow, a free seminar, free lunch, and giveaways with mortgage expert Ken Michaels, host of the Mortgage Makeovers Show. Join Ken Michaels Saturday, May 6th from 9 to 2 at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Denver. Register online at mortgagemakeovers.net or call 877-299-DEBT. That's 877-299-DEBT or at mortgagemakeovers.net.
In 1997, Genia Lamonides was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, Genia's doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick, it wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
When you're in the mood for a great breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Dimitri's Family Restaurant on the corner of Jewel and Havana in Aurora is the place to go. Dimitri's is your best bet for a great meal 7 days a week. You're at home when you're at Dimitri's.
Does the risk of losing money in the stock market scare you or keep you up at night? What about the threat of depleting or outliving your retirement dollars? Fed up with the minimal returns of your CDs or bonds? If you answered yes to any of these questions or are simply interested in protecting your retirement, listen every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. to Money and Retirement Talk. Learn how to guarantee yourself a 14.23% return next year with absolutely no risk, and about a checking and savings account with no minimum balance and 100% liquidity. That's Money and Retirement Talk, Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on AM 760.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
All right, let's play the blues. 8:33, 33 minutes past the hour, high today, 54, thunderstorms, and we're still looking for Matt Gizzen. Matt Gizzen of Aurora. You know what, Turk? Is it Gizzen or Gitzen? I think it's
I'm
going to
say Gitzen. It's spelled G-I-T-Z-E-N. Matt Gitzen.
Okay, Matt, look, whoever you are, call in, okay? Because we want to send you to Costa Rica. And, you know, if you don't call, and you said you were listening to AM 760 about this time. So if you don't call, and you got about 20 minutes left, 25 minutes at the Maximo. So let's get on the horn and get going here. I need another winner today. All right. Let's go to Chris, who's hanging out in Fort Collins. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
Hey, it's going good, Chris. How about you?
Not too bad. I just want to let you know, my Excel bill, even though my usage has gone down, the pricing has gone up. And I've tried to be proactive. I put in an on-demand water heater. I'm actually in the HVAC industry. And I upgraded my condensing unit to a higher seasonal energy efficiency rating. So electricity and natural gas for me would try to, you know, try to do my part and help out. And yeah, it's still gone up, and I think it's just ridiculous.
You know what? We have one of those on-demand water heaters as well, and you want to know something? Our bill's gone up, too, and it hasn't done any good.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? I mean, and I agree with Renai when they said that it's gonna, it does save you money in the long run because, you know, a conventional water heater is just wasteful anyhow. Now, if you're not using it, it's still sitting there heating the water. It's not doing you any good.
Right.
But, you know, I'm pretty disappointed with them. I wrote them a letter, and you know, you just get PC stuff from them. It's kind of a joke.
Well, go sign that petition, man. Go sign that petition at exposexcel.org, I believe it is. Or .com. Go exposexcel.com. Go sign the petition, and let's see if we can block the rate increase.
Oh, absolutely. Another thing is they're going to try to raise the price of stamps another 2 cents.
Oh, yeah, because of fuel costs.
And what I want to know is you know, when you ask them about it, why would you, well, they say it's for a manufacturer, you know, cost for to run the postal service and this and that and the other. And, you know, I look at technology and what we've been able to do in the last 20 years with just our mail system alone. You can't tell me that it costs more now for them to, you know, get the mail to my front door than it did 15, 20 years ago. I think that's a joke, too.
Well, they're going to turn around and tell you that it's going to cost more to fuel those trucks that are moving all the mail around the country and that are also delivering it to the neighborhoods, that it's going to cost them more now to buy fuel so that they're going to take the fuel increase and they're going to pass it on to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just curious to see. I'm going to do some research and find out how many times, you know, postage has been raised since the year 2000.
Well, you know, you ought to check it out. And here's the other thing, too. Here's the thing I'd like to ask them. All right, if you're going to raise the price of postage due to fuel consumption, if the price of a barrel of oil goes down and if the price of fuel goes down, does that mean that you will then lower the price of a postage stamp? Yeah, right.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, that'll never happen in your lifetime or mine either, right?
Absolutely not.
All right, Chris, thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Okay, have a good day. Let's go to Mary in Denver. Mary, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Thank you for being there, I guess.
Well, thank you.
You often say you just don't know what any answers to the immigration thing, and you like to think about it. I thought I would point you towards, and the audience, towards some really good thinking on the subject. There's and the New American Foundation is online, and they reprint a article by Stephen Hill from the Washington Post, which suggests what he calls a Tex-Mex Marshall Plan. Pardon me, I'm not doing well. Tex-Mex Marshall Plan, which is a long-run solution instead of just trying to keep people out. And then Ben Wattenberg, who is hardly a liberal thinker, has two excellent articles at the American Enterprise Institute on the subject of immigration, and he has a current book about the projection for populations in the world. And all of this is real positive for genuine solutions to the thing we now perceive as an immigration problem.
Well, I think what Mark Cooper said yesterday is really true. The problem lies in Mexico. It doesn't lie here.
Well, that's exactly right.
You know, if you made $5 an hour working in Colorado but knew that you could go to New Mexico and make $25 an hour or $35 an hour, what would you do?
You got it.
You'd go to New Mexico.
Well, at any rate, these are things that are in the long term. They've been there all my life. I'm an old lady. I was raised in San Diego County where we went back and forth across the border, legal and illegal, quite liberally when I was a child.
I remember those days.
And it hasn't changed, excepting that as we make it harder now, families come stay on this side of the wall instead of being there for their men to come back to.
Yeah, because they can't go home because they're scared they're not going to be able to come back again.
And so now everybody comes, and so these efforts to make it difficult actually don't, they make the problem stronger.
I agree. Currently what's going on now and the solutions now that are going on are unworkable, and they're not going to work. And the only way we can fix things is to secure the borders, which I think everybody agrees, because you can't have open borders. But we have to have an orderly flow of traffic between Mexico and the United States.
And then the other thing is we got to look at the Mexico's economy and Latin America's economy, and we got to realize and understand the psychology of why people are coming here and why they choose to come here. And they don't. A lot of them do not choose to come here because we live in the best and the biggest and the brightest and the greatest country of all time. They choose to come here simply because they can make more money.
Yeah. The Stephen Hill article that I was suggesting cites Europe's effort to bring the New Europe, as Rumsfeld calls them, in other words, the very poor people into the European Union. And they are doing what we ought to be doing with Mexico. I hadn't even realized that it was being done, but it amounts to a Marshall Plan.
Right.
And they are using open borders, and it's working.
Yeah, well, you know, you can do it. The only trouble with open borders with us is we face one other problem, and that's those Islamic extremists who are looking to do more harm and looking to do damage here, and this administration has never properly addressed that. Because we've taken our eye off the ball in that area, and now we're bogged down in Iraq. Mary, thank you. I appreciate the call and hope you feel better. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Chris in Arvada. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, I just wanted to kind of explain gas prices and how oil companies don't necessarily set the price of gas. And also why gas stations charge the same price. Gas stations charge the same price because we will pay it. Those guys literally will drive up and down the street and see what other people are charging and charge the same thing because they know they can sell it for that price. That's why they do it.
Well, maybe we ought to pick one of them out then and go, okay, we're not like the ExxonMobil's call from Michael, and maybe we ought to pick one of them out, and maybe what we ought to do is say, okay, you know what, we're not going there anymore.
I don't think that's going to matter because people buy gas out of convenience. If they see a gas station and it's nearby and they need gas, they're going to stop and pull over because they know the next gas station down the street is going to charge the exact same thing. So I don't think they really care, and I don't think that'll have an effect.
You know, that's an interesting point you brought up there, which I never thought of because I was thinking about my own buying habits when you were saying that.
Yeah. Do you think
people buy gas out of convenience, or do they buy gas out of brand loyalty?
I think they buy it completely out of convenience. I don't think there's enough Exxon gas stations where people are located to make that choice. I think they look down at their gas gauge and there's a gas station and I'm going to go buy it. I think probably a little bit of the population has brand loyalty. But
yeah, I do.
Probably not much.
I do. I buy out of brand loyalty.
Right. Most of that gas is coming from the same refinery anyway, so it doesn't matter who produced that the oil that made that gas. It's typically all coming from the same refinery, so it doesn't matter what gas station you're going to. Most likely, it's coming from the same refinery.
Well, then what do you think the answer is? Quickly here before we run out of time. I mean, how do we combat this?
I think the way you combat this is it's personal conservation. We got to get out of driving our V8 SUVs and V8 pickup trucks as commuting vehicles. We got to get in buses, get on bikes. That's the only solution. The oil companies, they do not set the price of a barrel of oil. And they also don't set the price of a gallon of gas. That is all set by analysts on Wall Street. The oil company they only get what Wall Street will tell them they're gonna get. The oil company can't set their price. It's a commodity. It's just like a farmer selling corn. He doesn't get to decide how much he's gonna sell his corn for.
Just gotta take little steps, drive less. If you got a V8, go to a 6-cylinder, drive less. Try to be more conscientious, when it comes to your driving. Try to drive your fuel bill down, which in turn drives demand down. Chris, you're right about that. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it, man. All right. He's right about that. Just got to stop driving. If you got a V8, hey, consider very seriously about going to a 6. I mean, that's just, the thing to do, I guess. Or if you can't do that, then try to limit the amount of driving you do. Like, it drives me nuts, but I got to drive all over town today because I've got stuff I've got to do. But the saving grace on this is I'll be in Mary's Gas Saver. So that'll help. 8:45, 15 minutes away from 9 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Still looking for Matt Gitson, or Matt Gitson, depending on your name, from Aurora. Matt, you're running out of time, man. You got maybe 15 minutes left at the max. So, Matt, I don't know where you are, but we're looking for you, brother. Matt Gitson of Aurora, it's your chance to call in and win here at AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
South of the city, northbound 25 is closed just north of Pueblo due to a semi on fire. Traffic is being diverted onto local streets and then back onto I-25. Closer to home, crews are cleaning up an accident on the ramp from eastbound I-70 to Peoria, and an earlier wreck at southbound 25 at 84th is still causing slowing that's stretching to 104th. The good news is speeds do pick up once you're past 84th, and 225 is still loaded up from Yosemite to I-25 coming into the tech center. I'm Tony Jones, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that protects you on the road can protect your most valued possessions. AAA Insurance for auto, home, and life. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA to find out how easy it is to switch and save on AAA Insurance and ask about our special member pricing.
Aspen Tire is waiving all diagnostic fees for the month of April. Whether your check engine light's on, your ABS light, it doesn't matter what it is, folks. Free diagnostics. That includes electrical system checks, air conditioning checks, alignment checks, drivability checks, brake checks, funny noise checks. I think you get the idea. 1 hour free diagnostics at Aspen Tire. And not only are we on Troubleshooter Tom Martino's referral list, we run the automotive network for him. 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. 888-401-AUTO.
Are you thinking about laser vision correction but are worried if it will hurt? Is it safe? And how much will it cost? Then call 1-800-NEW-VIEW for a free DVD. Candid Answers About LASIK. It'll show you a live procedure and answer all your questions. The LASIK success rate is better than 99% on a procedure that is arguably safer than wearing contacts. And Dr. Craig Beyer in Boulder has been performing LASIK longer than any other Colorado surgeon. He backs his experience up with a 20/20 or your money back guarantee. And now you can reduce the cost of LASIK by up to 50%. That's right, up to 50% of your LASIK procedure cost will be refunded when you file your rebate claim with the National Rebate Fund 47 months after your procedure. To find out if LASIK is right for you, get your free DVD. And to qualify for this limited time offer, call 1-800-NEW-VIEW and schedule your complimentary consultation and exam. That's 1-800-NEW-VIEW or visit 800newview.com on the web. Terms and conditions for the rebate apply.
8:48, 12 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now, I was talking about having to drive all over town today. Well, I don't want to, you know, I have a tendency sometimes to over-exaggerate, so it's not really all over town, but I do have to do some driving today. Thank God, though, it's with Mary. Mary's going to be doing it, and it's a Mary's Gas Saver, and guess where she got it? She got it from Rockies. So if you're looking possibly to get rid of that V8 and maybe get into something a little bit more economical, Rockies is a place to go. They've got the largest selection of clean late model vehicles, and they're all in excellent, I mean, they're clean, I mean, they're great, and over 500 to choose from on the lot. Each car equipped with a worry-free protection program from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection to take care of you. They have got virtually everything you can think of, Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. I described Mary's car on the air, but I learned a long time ago that that was a mistake to do that. But that was a total mistake. As a matter of fact, I worked with a guy who worked here, I think, in town at one time, by the name of Freddie Mertz, who once got on the radio and described the vehicle he was driving, got off work, came out, only to find his tires had been slashed. So I don't want to do that to the one I love the most. So I'm not going to describe her car. But I'm going to tell you this much. We drive around on that thing. That thing goes forever on a tank of gas. And you know what? If that's what you're in the mood to do, Rockies has got the selection. So whatever it is that you need, something for the family, something for yourself, a second car, you want to cut down, you want to conserve, Rockies is the place to go. Check out their inventory at RockiesOnline.com. RockiesAutosOnline.com. RockiesAutos.com is what I meant to say. I'll get it right here. RockiesAutos.com. Check out their inventory. pre-qualify for a car loan and see their TV commercials and read about their business philosophy. And don't forget, they're open an extra hour now. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Great people out there like Tom and Marv Alshear, Colbert Harris, Dave Dunn. I mean, all of the folks working out of Rockies, Sergio, everybody out there at Rockies, they're all good, good people. So get on out to Rockies. And if a gas saver is what you've got in mind, Rockies is a place to go get it. Rockies Autos, don't forget about their matching down incentive, up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue. With 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Jay Marvin. My God, it's Jay Marvin. Oh, Lord help us, it's Jay Marvin. Oh, no, it can't be, but it is. It's Jay Marvin. 8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock here. High today, 54, thunderstorms. All right, open phones. Pat Walk coming up at the top of the hour, chairwoman of the Democratic Party, talking about ethics and those who live in glass houses should not throw stones. Hello over there to the GOP. And then we'll continue to keep taking your phone calls. Let's go to Joel on I-25. Joel, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Joel.
Hey. Hi there. I got three pretty quick things, I think. One is that I was recently a full-time contractor in Chickasaw and still help him out a little bit. And I'll tell you why they think they can and should raise the rates. About a little over four years ago, they went through a merger, it was an acquisition, actually. Picked up a company, and Federal Regulatory Commission said, you can do this, but you're not going to raise rates for 4 years. So they basically just, that statute of limitations just ended. So they're trying to make up some money from the last 2 years. That being said, I'm not defending them. When I'm paying $1,100 over 2 or 3 months, and their CEO's walking out there with $1,100 and CEO's walking out with $11 million
right
from a regulated company that he doesn't really have any control over anything other than cutting costs, I'm kind of like, well, that's for that.
Yeah, I agree.
The other thing, a couple of things. If Colbert, I hope Bush was raging mad. I hope he was so pissed. And what I say is screw him, because that's how I've felt and how I've known a whole bunch of us have felt for the last 5.5 years. So he can handle it he should have to deal with it for Colbert's 20-minute speech. I thought it was awesome. I watched it last night on the web, and I was laughing.
Yeah, I thought it was great, too.
Yeah, I checked a right-wing blog just to see their reaction, and so one guy went through a real long kind of idiotic diatribe on the liberal media saying that, trying to justify it, saying that, well, if the liberal media hears these guys making fun of them, well, they sympathize with them and it pulls them farther to the left. And I was like, okay, that's a pretty roundabout explanation. I think the simpler explanation is what Colbert gave, which was just, you guys have fallen down on your butts over the last 5 years, giving this guy a pass left and right. It's just Occam's razor, you know, simplest explanation.
Right, they've been totally and completely discredited.
Right, and it was so ridiculous to read this blog and just watch them try to twist and turn this so that the media was still this very liberal institution. Last thing is Roe. I said, I think it's in 24 hours we're going to see it.
I think you're right. I think it's either coming. I think it's either coming tomorrow or it's coming next Wednesday. But I think it's coming. I believe the guy we had on yesterday. And I'm telling you what, man. I don't know about you, but I'm going to have a gigantic celebration when he gets nailed.
Me too, man.
It'll be so sweet. Joel, thank you, man. Drive safe.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, we'll talk to you. Let's go to Jenny in Wheat Ridge. Jenny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hi, Jenny.
I got a couple of things. I did see Colbert the other day on the tape, and, you know, I was watching the audience. My one-liner is, he did bring down the house, the White House.
Yeah, exactly.
It was wonderful.
Truth to power.
Oh, boy. And if anybody didn't see this, there was some stuff on the web on sending him a thank you. The last time I saw, there were about 18,000 on it, but that was a couple days ago. So you can go. I think it's Steve Colbert, thank you, or something like that. But you can go to a place and send him a little short message. I called you because of all of us dealing with all this, you know, rage and everything else and trying to get through to other people, and they're kind of still in this denial thing, because I just came across this marvelous CD called America in Denial. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
This is by a backyard band on the border of Canada and Idaho, a couple of Vietnam vets and a couple other people, and they're called themselves the Elmer Creek Conspiracy. And you want to talk about protests, this is unbelievably wonderful. They are very talented as amateurs. Just you would not believe this is an amateur CD. The words are extremely clear. Their poetry is wonderful. And it's hard not to understand those words.
And where did you get this CD?
You can get it at www.cdbaby.com. They are at www.elmercreek.com. America in Denial is the title song. And what that does, this one is really the standout in terms of for most of us. This guy is talking and concise poetry type stuff. All the issues, nails one thing after another in a verse. And the refrain is America saying, oh, but they wouldn't do that to us. They wouldn't lie and cheat and do all kind of that stuff to us. And then he goes into this next verse, and he does all the same stuff, you know, just nails every single issue. And the refrain is that denial. Oh, they wouldn't do that to us. They have one called What You Gonna Do, which is about what are we going to do with our vets? You know, what have we done to these guys? It is heartbreaking. Fallujah Lullaby is just awesome.
Well, definitely going to have to check it out. So, all right, so where's the website? Where do we go again?
Okay, if you go to www.elmercreek.com, you can check the lyrics, and they will link you to CD Baby where you can get snips of the song.
Okay.
Now, Jay, for you, I have a CD. I will come any place and bring you the CD.
Well, you can see me at Cinco de Mayo. I'll be there Saturday, noon until 2.
Noon to 2 Saturday. And
I'll be
where
there.
Is that?
Cinco de Mayo, Civic Center Park.
Civic Center in Boulder?
Yep, in Denver.
Denver.
I'll be there.
Okay.
All right, I got to run.
Cool.
I got to run. I love you. See you later.
Bye.
All right. And by the way, Pearl Jam's new song is also out on the Internet if you want to listen to it. It's a new protest song against Bush and the war. All right, Pat Walk coming up. Then everybody hang on, and we'll get back to your phone calls. It's a short interview with Pat, and then it's you.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for a fiesta at the 19th Annual Cinco de Mayo Festival in Civic Center Park. Saturday and Sunday, May 6th and 7th. Stop by the AM 760 tent and pick up a free bumper sticker. Find all the weekend festivities on am760.net.
In 1997, Genia Lamonides was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, Genia's doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick, it wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
AM 760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. KKZ and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, this is Barry Bagnuto live in Alexandria, Virginia. In the end, it was Judge Leonie Brinkema who had the last word as she sentenced Al-Qaeda conspirator Zakarias Moussaoui to life in prison. "You will die with a whimper," she told him. This trial and sentencing, she said, represent great wins for the American people. He flashed a V sign walking in. As for being branded a terrorist, he declared, "You should look about yourself first." Rosemary Dillard, who lost her husband on September 11th, confronted Moussaoui. "I feel nothing but disgust," she said. Then outside,
"I think he'll rot in jail, and every day that he misses the sunlight and the freedom, as the judge said, will be another day that we win."
In France today,
une partie de moi qu'il est morte.
Moussaoui's mother complained that her son is being buried alive. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
"Well, this is the end of the line for Moussaoui. He's going to go away now, and we are not likely to hear from him ever again. 23-hour solitary confinement. The other thing to note, we could, I suppose, see an appeal here, but I don't know that the federal courts would really care much about it, because even if Moussaoui were to win, he's gotten the best deal he can get out of this case. He got the lesser of the two sentences."
This is Barry Bagnuto live in Alexandria, Virginia. Now here's Nick Young.
Well, the jury is being seated and both sides are poised to make opening statements in the Maryland trial of convicted D.C. sniper John Muhammad. Reporter Neil Augenstein of CBS affiliate WTOP is covering.
"We've learned a little bit about what John Allen Muhammad's defense strategy will be from his standby attorney. John Allen Muhammad will be challenging every piece of evidence that the prosecution puts up. Now, one thing that's not clear whether he will be able to attack is Lee Boy Malvo, the younger sniper suspect. We reported earlier this week that Lee Boy Malvo is ready to testify against John Muhammad."
But you may have noticed that a growing number of doctors opting out of managed care programs. One survey says that applies to 11.5% of the nation's doctors. University of Michigan professor Michael Chernew says he's not shocked, since most doctors were never wild about the plans.
"It is costly sometimes to contract with managed care plans, because you have to do things that the managed care plans want you to do. There's sort of oversight and there's paperwork, and the fees are typically lower."
William Crawford was running for a post on the Central Committee of the Erie County, Ohio Democratic Party, but he tied in his race with Gene Miller. If there will be a recount, but Crawford would have won outright simply if his two sons had decided to vote.
"Oh, I'm not mad at him. No, no, of course not. You know, just this is actually, like I say, a good lesson to them. Shows that one vote really counts."
American workers are doing more in every working hour. The government says their efficiency rebounded in the opening quarter of this year, growing at an annual rate of 3.2%. Wages also posted a solid gain. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 39 points this morning, and the Nasdaq's up 14. This is CBS News.
Headaches hurt. They hurt a lot. Do you know the number one cause of headaches in small businesses? No, it's not that your partner writes all his memos in pig Latin. Number one, my friend, is hassles. Case in point, hassles caused by shipping stuff. First you have to pack the box, then you have to weigh the box, then you have to figure out postage, which involves math. Headache. Thankfully, there's a cure. Priority mail flat rate boxes from the U.S. Postal Service. Order yours at usps.com/smartbusiness and we'll deliver them free. Or pick them up at your nearest post office. Then, fill them with just about anything your business makes, sells, or, well, you know, just about anything. If it fits, it ships. And here's the best part. It's only $8.10 to ship anywhere in the U.S. Shipping headaches? Gone forever. Now, about your partner's pension for pig Latin? Ufte ukle. But at least you'll have Priority Mail flat rate boxes from the U.S. Postal Service. Get yours at usps.com/smartbusiness.
This hour is brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. No more non-diet pop in most public schools. The nation's largest beverage distributors will not sell to them anymore in an agreement Wednesday.
The way I read it, won't take an effect till 209 to 10. So, we've been changing our product mix and introducing more of the healthy beverages, and the carbonated sales have gone down. So,
Leo Lesh, the Executive Director of Food and Nutrition for DPS, says nearly 35 million students nationwide will be affected by the deal. Public high schools would still be sold Diet Pop, but elementary and middle schools would be sold only unsweetened juice, low-fat milk, and water. The driver of a school bus that crashed into a house at 5th and Albion last week faces 25 charges. Catherine Sierra was driving the bus when it hit a parked car and then veered into a house.
That accident injured the driver, who was sitting in that parked car along with 24 children who were on the bus. The result is 25 counts of careless driving resulting in injury.
Lynn Kimbrough with the Denver DA. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Tony Jones with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We've got a couple new accidents to deal with. A car rolled southbound 225 at Alameda. It's causing backups to Colfax. Speeds have dropped into the teens and 20s. It doesn't get any better if you're heading into town from Thornton North Glen. We've got a new wreck just after 104th. It's off to the left shoulder, but it's making that slow drive worse. Off the highways, you need to watch out for a three-car exit westbound Bellevue at I-25 and south of the city. Northbound 25 is still shut down due just north of Pueblo. That due to a semi on fire. Traffic's being taken off onto local streets, snaking around and getting back on I-25. I'm Tony Jones, AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Need a quick dinner idea? Check out kingsoopers.com before you head to the store for recipes, a food and wine pairing guide, and lots more. You can even have your favorite King Soopers groceries delivered right to your door with Home Shop. King Soopers. Right store, right price.
AM 760.
Now, I know there's some polls out there saying that this man has a 32% approval rating.
Mr. President, please pay Tony no attention
to the people who say the glass is half full.
32% means the glass.
It's important to set up your jokes properly, sir.
Sir, pay no attention to the people who say the glass is half empty, because 32% means it's two-thirds empty. There's still some liquid in that glass, is my point. But I wouldn't drink it.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Last third is usually backwash.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Final hour of the program this morning, and thanks for being here all morning long. Really appreciate it. 9:06, 6 minutes after 9. High today, 54. Look out for some thunderstorms out there. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Colorado Democratic Party Chairwoman Pat Block on Wednesday accused Republican operatives of making repeated attacks on Democratic lawmakers, and she urged the GOP to clean its own house over conflicts of interest. On the line with us is Pat Block. And, Pat, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right. Explain this about them. This does not go back to my long-running peeve of robocalls, does it?
No, this is a new tactic on their part. They're just kind of picking out Democratic legislators and filing complaints and making accusations and spreading smear campaigns and getting the press to focus on things. And it's just reached the point where it's absolutely ridiculous. They first went after most recently Representative Alice Madden again, and then just the most recently, Tom Plant. And the fact of the matter is, you know, if you're going to talk about conflict of interest, they need to look at inside their own members of the Republican Party, because clearly they're doing some of the similar things that they're accusing the other side of doing. And we're just sort of fed up at this point. Bob Martinez keeps issuing these statements and asking for investigations, but he seems to ignore what's happening in his own party.
Well, there's no way to stop this other than to confront them on it on a one-on-one basis, I imagine. I mean, I don't know. I mean, my idea of how to stop it is to support Democratic candidates. And, I've picked out my, three that I can afford, Molly Cullum, Morgan Carroll, and Joe Rice. And, you got to pick out your three. And if everybody picked out three, the best way to beat them back is at the ballot box in November.
You're absolutely right about that. And, this is the thing that's really clear from all of this, is that we've elected some really fine people, and they're doing a good job. And it's like the alligator snapping at their heels as they try to do their work. I want them to keep doing their work. I'm willing to take the Republicans on. But in the end, what's really important is to do just as you've done, is to support your local legislator who represents you, who's doing a good job for you, and of course we know the majority is are of them are Democrats, and then pick out some of those new folks that are out on the line. We've got some great candidates who are going to be running for open seats or running against incumbents this year. You've named a couple of them. There are lots of them. You can start going on online on www.coloradodems.org and look at the candidates that are out there running, and that's the best thing to do. You know, if we weren't doing such a good job, they wouldn't pay attention to us at all, I guess.
Yeah, you know what? That must be it. They must not. They don't have anything to run on, so this is what they've got: intimidation and dirty tricks, because they've got nothing basically to advance to the people of Colorado, because they've been discredited at every turn of the mile. That's what it looks like to me.
You're absolutely right, and I think that when you I was at over in Grand Junction on Saturday night at the Mesa County Spring Fling. 280 people showed up for that dinner. That was a record for them. And Andrew Romanoff got up and he started reeling off promises kept, promises made, promises kept. And I think that's the real issue out there, is that these Democratic candidates, which are a fine group of people, made promises to people in the state of Colorado, and they've kept them. And all the Republicans have is slinging mud, and I, for one, want a very positive message out there, but I'll tell you, I'm not going to let them get by with slinging mud at our good legislators.
No, I don't think you should either, and I'm glad to have you on to talk about it. And by the way, are you going to that Clinton-Carter dinner on Saturday night?
I sure am. I'm going to be there. Are you going to be there, Jay?
Yeah, of course.
No, absolutely. I wouldn't miss that for the world. I mean, you're talking about a county Democratic Party that is going to town. That's Douglas County. I mean, they have done an incredible job out there of organizing.
They really have.
It's really impressive. And they've got a candidate for every single race that's coming out of their county. And, of course, they're working with Bill Winter on his congressional campaign. And they have much to be proud of, and we're all going to be out there celebrating, right?
Yep, you betcha. So I look forward to seeing you out there on Saturday night.
Okay, great, Jay.
Thanks
a lot.
Pat. Thanks for being on.
All right, bye.
All right, there's Pat Walk, who is the head of the Democratic Party of the state of Colorado. And, the Republicans keep playing dirty tricks. But you know what? What I say, hey, man, let's bang them at the ballot box. That's what I say. So go pick some people to support. I mean, I've got my people, and I got to name them off. I don't mind naming them off. Angie Piccioni, Bill Winter, okay, right there. You know, those two right there are definitely Angie Piccioni and Bill Winter. Peggy Lamb, Molly Cullum. And Joe Rice, and I've given money, and Bill Ritter, and I've given money to all of their campaigns, Mary and I have, and I tout them as much as I can on the radio, as much as I legally can get away with, and I say to the Republican Party, you know what, come on, bring it on. Well, as your buddy George Bush likes to say, bring it on, because you know what, we'll take you out at the ballot box. That's the way to do it. Let's go to Ed in Cheyenne, who's been hanging on. Ed, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
How's everything going there?
Ed's things are going great.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been thinking about this oil situation we got here, and it seems to me, I don't know how many dinosaurs these people think got buried, but you know, the core of the earth is a percolator, and it's definitely melting everything in there, and it's still bubbling up just like old Jed Clampett found out. You know, in Texas, it still comes up out of the ground and oozes through.
But not enough.
Huh?
But not enough.
Oh, listen, they put a moratorium on cars, didn't they? Didn't they say we have to have alternate vehicles in 10 years? Now, it was, what, 2-3 years ago?
No, we're running out of oil. It's a known fact that we are running out of oil reserves in the world, and that the reserves that are being held by inhospitable regimes, is forcing us into a irrational foreign policy.
Well, you know, if we took our reserves, and if we have to have alternate sourced vehicles in the next 7 years, say, I'll bet we've got plenty of oil in this country in reserve. If we started using up, we can tell them take their oil and, you know, send it to China, you know, and then we can go back and use it up as it depletes. We'll have these new vehicles out, and as it depletes, they can send it over there. We won't have to pay anything. But what this government, I feel, is doing is they're just waiting to get it up to a price that they can afford. They don't care if we can afford it. It's just what they want.
All right. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Let's go to Nick in Lakewood. Nick, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Nick.
Hey, listen, you were talking about gas stations and people's trends to buy gas.
Right.
I buy my gas at Safeway.
And I have a Safeway card, give you 3 cents off. But the reason I like Safeway gas is because they power their gas stations on wind energy. And I think we ought to encourage that. If somebody's going to make a profit, I'd rather make a profit, and at least they're giving back something to us.
See, now I never even knew that.
Absolutely. I drive a four-cylinder vehicle. The wife drives a four-cylinder vehicle. Get excellent gas mileage. Can't complain too much. Unfortunately, we could afford gasoline, the wife and I. So I feel sorry for the people that can't. This regime, this government we have, is helping the gas prices to raise. I just have to feel they do because they want to go up into Alaska. They want to take in those gasoline fields, upper oil fields.
Yeah, they want to go to Anwar. You're right about that.
They'll do anything they can do to raise the price of gas so they can get their way. Just like they just let out a report that Social Security is going to be broken in the year 2040.
Which is a lie.
And what they're doing that because this guy is going to go back and try and deprivatize Social Security again. And these are little lies that they let out the back door and try and come in the front door, back door, front door, and get you later on. And this whole outfit is nothing but about lies. So they're controlling, in my opinion, the price of gas and oil. We got an oil man for a president, got an oil man for a vice president. They're crooks, they're liars. And it's not going to stop until we get rid of these people.
Yep. You know what? I agree. And the first shot should be fired in November at the ballot box when we take away their power to control the legislative branch of this country.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm with you, brother, all the way. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, bud.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Talk to you. Let's go to Steve in Thornton. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hi, Steve.
You know, there are some people who can't afford to go out and buy a hybrid.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know what I did?
Hmm.
I went out and I spent $1,600 on a 1985 Honda CRX.
Well, that probably gets pretty good gas mileage.
38 Street, 41 Highway.
Yeah, I got a car that gets 30 miles to the gallon on the highway and gets about 20-something on the street.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you know, just park the Bulgemobile for a while, put it in the garage, go out and spend a couple $1,000s, and if enough people were to do that, that might help. And I got one other thing to say. I've been hearing about the Republicans. They want to give us $100. What a slap in the face. What is that, a tank of gas?
Well, they dropped that idea now because they realize that it's silly and that you and I aren't going to go for it. And, you know, the reason that they were going to give us $100, they were going to give us $100 so that they could get up into Anwar.
Well, here's my thought. If we have a windfall profits tax, why don't we just take and apply that to the zillion-dollar deficit we're running up in Iraq, so that at least while we're taking it up the tailpipe, we can be paying off that debt we're running up for our great-grandkids.
You know what? I don't think it's a bad idea. I think we need to do something. I mean, this government is obviously proven, the leadership of this government has proven that they're fiscally reckless and... this is the naive part of me, okay? I wonder how these people sleep at night.
No, they sleep just fine, Jay. They don't care that we're running us into a depression. It's great having a labor force that'll go out and work for a tank of gas and a sandwich. But the fact of the matter is, it's worth noting that Bolivia just nationalized their oil and gas industry.
Right.
And while I don't particularly think that's a real good solution, I think that it might be nice if the oil guys heard that kind of talk going around the halls in Washington. You know, these guys are going to run us into a world depression just to make money. I'm all for money. I'm all for profit. But good heavenly.
Hey, I'm for all boats being lifted, man. I think we should all get as rich as we possibly can, but we should do it in a moral and in a correct way. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Good call, man.
All right.
Talk to you.
Bye-bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600, 918, 18 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Crews are still working a rollover accident southbound 225. That around Alameda, we're seeing backups going to Colfax. Speeds have now dropped into the teens, and they're just crawling along. The good news is once you get past the accidents, speeds do pick up. Southbound I-25 is still heavy from 104th to about 84th, but looks a lot better as you make your way into downtown. That elevated portion of I-70 is also still loaded up, but it is moving along smoothly. I'm Tony Jones, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shea Homes is offering an amazing 2.75% interest rate on new homes at Reunion, Northeast Denver's most vibrant new community. This offer has now been extended through May. Visit any Shea sales office at Reunion or SheaHomes.com/Colorado for details.
Tonight on 9 News at 10.
Breathe in. Hold your breath.
Cutting-edge medical technology.
I'm going to put these four electrodes onto your chest.
A life-saving procedure so revolutionary. It's finding problems your doctor could miss.
I did have a larger than average buildup of calcium in my coronary arteries.
The promise and problems of heart imaging. Tonight on 9 News at 10.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue with 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
As an AM 760 listener, you know the power of change. It's in your voice, it's in your convictions, and it's in your pocketbook. That's why AM 760's Blue List has been growing every day. Progressive companies all along the front range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and joining. New companies to the Blue List include 8020 Plan, Capstone Investment Financial Group, and the law office of Mike Turner. Go to am760.net today, click on the Blue List, and support the companies that support AM 760.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK.
Now I can afford LASIK?
The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. And 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-600-7101. That's 1-800-600-7101. 1-800-600-7101.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I always want to say, no way a generation who went through this is going to go out this way. You ever seen those Mara whatever commercials? We're the generation that redefined. You're the generation that redefined love. Yeah, right. And commitment. Yeah, right. Okay. What window panes were you taking at the time to make that statement? 922, 22 minutes after 9 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Oh. All right, it's open phones here. High today, 54, thunderstorms. And I'm just so glad we made it, baby. You gotta. This isn't as good as Fever Tree, though. Let me hear some Fever Tree. No, I gotta hear some Fever Tree, California Girls. Where is that? Tell me, come on, tell me you can't find that. This is the ultimate San Francisco psychedelic song. San Francisco Girls by Fever Tree. This is like, you know, hey man, it's so heavy. Ooh. It's summertime. Before you become an adult, right? This was when gas was like 29 cents a gallon.
San Francisco.
And a blunt didn't mean strong language. See, don't you like that psychedelic wah-wah guitar type thing there? Turk doesn't like it. I love it. This is one of my favorite all-time rock and roll songs right here. That sounds so good on AM.
Don't just let me go, you can't have your way. Don't just let me go, nothing you
about jilted teenage love, man. Haight-Ashbury. See, John, you don't like that, man? That's about jokes of teenage love. What's wrong with you?
I like it just fine.
You do not.
Don't try to stop me, go. It's just listed in our oldies category. And I, you know, the Grateful Dead isn't in our oldies category.
It's
same
era,
obviously.
Because it's an oldie. The song's like 35 years old.
See, when I think of oldies, I think of 50s. I don't think of the 60s.
This is the 60s, man.
Like I just said, when I think of the oldies, I think of maybe like 50 to 50,
you know what? Go,
50 to
you know,
65.
You know what? Go,
and then from 65 on, that's that psychedelic era.
You know what? Go stare at the crystal hanging from the mirror in your automobile, okay? You know, give it up, all right, pal? It's not my fault you don't have any taste. All right, let's get back to the phones here. We go to Steve in Buena Vista. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Steve?
Yeah.
It's your turn.
Oh, okay. You there?
I'm here.
Okay. I just wanted to bring up, you were talking earlier about, you know, why the gas fluctuates from town to town or, you know, from one side of town to the other. And I was watching a special the other day. Well, it wasn't a special. It was Dateline or Anderson Cooper. I don't remember. I caught the tail end of it. But they went into detail as to why the oil companies, and it, I stress, oil companies are doing this. And it's they go by zones. And it depends on what zone you're in as to what you're being charged for gas. So the oil companies are setting this. It's not the little mom-and-pop station on the corner that's doing any of this.
Well, you know, it's like, how come if you drive... All right, here's an example. How come if you go down Colorado Boulevard, every gas station charges the same thing?
Well, that's because they're in the same zone.
But that doesn't seem right.
Well, it's not right. But it's the oil companies doing this, and it's depends on the demand in that area, and that's what they're charging.
Man, we should go after the oil companies. I'm sorry.
Yeah, do some research on that, or you know, ask some of your other callers if they heard that special the other night, because I mean, they explained it real good as to why. You know, I can drive 20 miles down to the next town here, and you know, I mean, the price is different, but they're in a different zone.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, you know what? I was in Aspen a couple of weeks ago, and at a Conoco station in Aspen next to the Jerome Hotel, premium was $4 a gallon.
Yeah. Well, that's because you look at the demand over there, and then look at the price of what people make. And that's where you're getting it. And that's just not right, I don't think. I hope somebody else watched that and will call in and clue me in, because I just caught the tail end of this, and I can't remember if it was on Dateline or if it was or Nightline or if it was on Anderson Cooper, but it was on one of the two of them, I think.
All right, man. Hey, Steve, I appreciate the information.
But yeah, check into it and just get on the internet or something. But it all has to do with different zones throughout the country, and that's what you're being charged by the oil companies.
All right, man. We'll check it out for sure.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Steve.
Have a good day.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? Hybrids only account for 1% of the car sales in the United States at this particular time. So you got to cut down somehow. My idea is just to go from an 8 to a 6-cylinder, or a 4 if you can find it. Let's go to Noah in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM 760. Good morning. What? Well, I can't get that on with a sledgehammer. There you go, Noah. Go ahead now. Try it.
You got me?
I got you.
All right. Hey, I think the oil problem and what's going on is it's a multifaceted problem, but it all has to deal with the policies of Bush. The one guy was bringing up the thing about rigging the prices. They've been doing that since as long as I've been alive. They always have done that. But the reason why the price of a barrel of oil is so high is because of Bush's fiscal policy when it comes down to taxes. Everything is related in the world. Everything, you can blow your nose somewhere and may cause a hurricane somewhere else. But for the most part, our tax policy and the way that we are running our deficit is directly affecting what we are paying for oil. Our dollar is worth nothing to the outside world. We have lost, the value of the dollar has gone down almost 50% against the euro since Bush has come into office. So that means everybody else in the world can afford to bid up the price of oil because it's basically their exchange rate that's able to do it.
Well, so we're out there floating a lot of paper. You're right about that.
Well, and if China goes and calls in our debt at the same time, it's going to get even worse. Bush is literally more of a danger to this country than anybody else because of his fiscal policies. With the dollar being worth so little, that means that they can bid up the price of oil so high, and it doesn't matter to anybody else in the world because it's their exchange rate. If you want to bring down the price of oil, you're going to have to basically get our fiscal policies back in line. Otherwise, it'll never end because the dollar is, if our dollar is not worth enough money, it won't buy enough gas or oil.
Well, we can start by rolling back these ridiculous tax cuts for the wealthy.
Well, the wealthy are benefiting from the fact that the price of the barrel of oil is going up so high because they deal in international currency just as much as they do dollars. It doesn't matter to them. I guarantee that once you get up into a certain tax bracket, all your money is diversified into tons of different currencies, and you'll beat the spread every single time. But the common American, forget it. You're going to pay for Bush's fiscal policies. And what is happening now is our dollar is worth nothing, so our exchange rate is very poor, and that means that the price of oil is going to affect or reflect, all the other currencies in the world. And the currencies in the world are worth way more than the dollar, so that therefore the price of oil is going to shoot through the roof compared to the dollar.
Yeah, well, our business CEO president, right?
Yeah, well, you know, he doesn't care about the common American, that's obvious.
Yeah, let's hear it for him. Hey, Noah, well, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Wait, JJ.
All right, hang on. Can I put you on hold?
Yeah.
Okay, let me put you in the phone zone. Hang on. I'll come back to you. All right, it's 9:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. More coming up here, 303-713-7600. Tomorrow, 4 hours of open phones. Anything you want to talk about tomorrow morning, plus a few guests sprinkled in. And we will talk about oil prices tomorrow morning as well. But 4 hours of open phones tomorrow from 6 until 10. So have your ideas together, and we'll talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
South of the city, northbound 25 is still shut down just north of Pueblo. That due to a semi catching on fire. Traffic's being taken off to the local streets. Closer to home, crews are working a rollover accident. Southbound 225 at Alameda. Backups for southbounders are approaching Colfax. If you're heading northbound on 225, you're also seeing Curiosity slowing starting at Mississippi all the way to the accident site. That's it for wrecks. Southbound 25 is still heavy around 84th as you're coming in from Thornton. Other than that, speeds are picking up system-wide and get back to normal as the fog moves into Denver from the west. I'm Tony Jones, AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Are you totally blindsided by double payments? What can you do? Higher interest rates are coming, and if you're paying the minimum amount, your payment could double. Call Ace Mortgage Funding right now at 877-ACE-REFI. That's 877-ACE-REFI.
Well, Limbaugh is an ideologue. Limbaugh is a blowhard. Limbaugh makes it up. Limbaugh is just a gas bag. Limbaugh, he doesn't care whether it's right or wrong. He'll just make it up to fit his agenda.
Yep. That's why we're here. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Are you a first-time homeowner or looking to purchase a home but have bad credit? Looking to refinance or improve your credit score? Are you a homeowner deep in debt and need to get ahead financially? Register now for the Mortgage Makeovers Roadshow, a free seminar, free lunch, and giveaways with mortgage expert Ken Michaels, host of the Mortgage Makeovers Show. Join Ken Michaels Saturday, May 6th from 9 to 2 at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Denver. Register online at mortgagemakeovers.net or call 877-299-DEBT. That's 877-299-DEBT or at mortgagemakeovers.net.
9:32, 20 minutes in front of 10 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And you know what? If you need another car, if you need to get something a little bit more economical gas mileage, then the place to go, you know, is Rocky's Autos. With their matching down incentive up to $1,500, how can you lose? No, you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000. Put down $1,000, and you know what? They'll put down $1,000, and you got $2,000. Put down $500, they'll put down $500, and you got $1,000 towards your next automobile. And if you want to get something that really fits your pocketbook, Rocky's the place to go. They have the largest selection of clean, late model, used automobiles. Just absolutely everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles. From United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And great people to wait on you at Rockies, too. You hear me talk about them all the time. And that's because they're my friends. We're going to be jetting around town today in Mary's Gas Saver, which we got at Rockies. And Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. And they are family, and they'll treat you like family. Go out there and see my friends, the Al Shears, the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv, or Gerard Menard, or Dave Dunn or Colbert Harris or any of the folks working at Rockies. There's over 100 out there to make you happy. And check them out online, too, at RockiesAutos.com, where you can see their selection, pre-qualify for a car loan, read about their business philosophy, see their TV commercials, too. Find out all about them from the comfort of your home or your office. If you want to get a gas saver and you want to get a great car, Rockies is the place to go. There's no better people to deal with than Rockies. I'm proud to have my name associated with them. I'm proud to be part of them. I'm proud to be on television for them. I'm proud to be associated with Rockies. And when you buy a car from them, you'll be proud, too, that you've done business with what I think is Colorado's number one automobile dealership. Rockies Auto is located at 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Denver, the 25th anniversary LASIK celebration at Spivak Vision Center is about to end. So if you've been waiting for the right time to have LASIK, the right place to have LASIK, and the right price to have LASIK, don't wait another second. Call Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision, today at 303-C2020 before you miss your chance to save $1,000 on the vision you've always wanted. Whether you're nearsighted, farsighted, or even have astigmatism, call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C2020 and let our world-class surgeons turn your dreams of clear, natural vision into reality and to take advantage of our most affordable fees ever on LASIK. But don't wait. Our $1,000 savings ends soon. So call 303-C2020 now. That's 303-C2020. Only at Spivak Vision Center.
Attention, all conservatives.
Ah, caught you listening. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the 60s.
One pill makes you larger, and
one pill makes you small. Yeah, right. I don't have any idea what she's talking about. Isn't she, one pill makes you, isn't she talking about antidepressants? 9:36, 24 minutes away from 10 o'clock, AM 760. Progressive Talk. You seen Grace Slick lately? Boy, I had a crush on her when she was young. All right, she's an older woman now, but, you know, when I was 16, major with Grace. 14, major. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and she has a great voice. That's not my favorite song by her, though. Do we have someone to love? I love that one. Put that one on. That's really a good song. I know the top 40 stations play the hell out of it. How long do I have to wait for it? What do you mean I have to wait for it? What is this? What am I calling the request line? We can't get it on? This show is technically sloppy. What is the problem here? Well, you know, it's like reminds me when I was a disc jockey. Oh, yeah, man, we'll get this one on for you right away. There you go.
To be in arms, in all the joy within you.
Yeah, it must be the Bush administration.
Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you?
Isn't that a great song? My God, what is that little radio station doing playing better music than the big ones? All right, we better stop or we'll get busted. My management will be on the phone.
You know, stop playing that stuff because it's, you know, you're not supposed to be playing music. You're supposed to be taking telephone calls, and it's a talk radio station.
Hey, we can't help it if the regular AM, you know, the regular FM music stations suck, and there's nothing on the AM band to listen to, and the radio, as we know it in the year of 2006, is a dying entity. It's not our fault. All right, back to Noah, who's been on hold. Noah, go ahead, finish up.
Hey, Jay, I just want to give a little bit of hope to some people out there. Over in Europe, they've had cleaner diesel fuel for years and years, almost like 10 years now. And when they had cleaner diesel fuel, it allowed them to go and change the way that their diesel engines were running. Congress finally got off their butt and passed some legislation after years and years of people pushing for it to clean up our diesel fuel. So starting in September of this year, their diesel fuel is going to be cleaned up. You're not going to have as much particulate emissions or as much sulfur that's inside of it. So it's going to allow Europe to start importing into some of their engines that are able to almost get 50 to 60 miles per gallon and more horsepower than the gas engine per liter. It's crazy. I would give anything to be able to drive some of the turbo diesels that Audi has over there or Volkswagen has over there.
Well, they have to start importing them to this country.
Well, from what I heard from Audi AG, because I know some people that are higher up in the thing of it, is that they're going to start bringing them over next year or maybe the year after. And once our diesel is cleaned up and they have to make sure it's okay, because if you run the bad diesel with it, it'll kill it. And these same engines can also run off the vegetable oil still, too. But they're going to be able to push like 50 to 60 horsepower out of these, 50 to 60 gallons out of these, and still run almost like 200 horsepower out of a 2.0-liter four-cylinder engine. At the same time, they're also looking into taking the same type of technology and then crossing into a hybrid and getting almost 100 miles to the gallon.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, man. You're right. That gives a lot of hope. Noah, thank you, man. Great call.
Well, the only problem I see in the future is that GM has done absolutely nothing about this.
Well, they're supposed to be working on it.
Yeah,
we'll see. Yeah, good luck. We'll see, though. Okay, Noah, thanks, man.
One thing real quick.
I got to go. That's it. You've had enough time. Let's go to Al in Denver. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you, sir?
Just fine.
I'm a automotive professional, and I have been on your call-in numerous times talking about this. Well, one of the things that I've never talked about is how everybody that doesn't have a flex fuel vehicle or a diesel can help cut their fuel uses, and that is by using synthetic oil. They have synthetic oil for engines, for the transmissions, for the rear ends. And what synthetic does is it maintains its viscosity, and what that means is that, like, during weather like this, it doesn't thicken up. During the winter time, your car sits all night in the garage, and the oil gets thick in the bottom of the pan.
Right.
And the oil screen and the oil pump have a hard time picking it up, so your engine basically is running without any lubrication. You don't have this problem with synthetic because it maintains even flow, and it's plant based. Now, I realize that people are going to say, well, gee, it costs too much because I just changed my oil yesterday. It cost $5.29 a quart. Well, I get 10,000 miles out of an oil change.
Yeah, but that's not very – $5.29 a quart, though, is not prohibitive, for God's sakes.
No, it's not. And the more people buy it, the cheaper the product's going to become.
Well, I don't know why – you know, so when you go to get your car worked on, when you go to your dealership or you go to your garage or wherever it is you go or you do it yourself – so what, you ask for synthetic oil?
Exactly. And synthetic is completely compatible with natural oil. So if you're on a 2,000-mile trip and you need a quart of oil at the gas station, you can go and buy a can of Tropartic or Conoco or Shell or whatever you need just to get you by.
Well, you know what, man? That's an excellent idea. It's a really a great idea. Now, will synthetic oil hurt any engines?
No, in fact, it'll actually make the engine run cooler as you're running.
Because I've seen Mobil 1 say, for instance, synthetic oil. I've seen that before for sale.
You know, and Mobil 1 is the factory fill for Vipers, for Porsche, for a lot of the super high-performance cars.
And that's synthetic.
That's synthetic, absolutely.
Well, then, you know, people listening to the show, I mean, what we got to do is we got to start going in and asking for synthetic oil.
Yeah, you know, like I say, it'll get you better mileage because the engine runs cooler, it lubricates easier, it picks up out of the oil pan easier. I mean, it's you don't have the inherent problem of disposal. You still have to dispose the oil in with natural oil, but when it goes to the disposal, they separate it and they're able to reclaim it and use it in a different way.
All right. Hey, Al, you know what? Great tip. Thank you, man. Great call.
And one more thing.
Sure.
I've been loving the psychedelic bumpers you had. A couple of weeks ago, you played Volunteers from the Jefferson Airplane. You thought it was called Revolution. It was called it's called Volunteers off the Volunteers album.
Well, we'll play it again.
Awesome.
We'll play it again. As a matter of fact, we'll play it right now, or I'll go in there and kick Turk in the head.
Okay.
All right, man.
See
thanks.
You later.
All right.
Bye.
Well, synthetic oil. There's the answer. Got to get synthetic oil. 944, 16, there we go, 16 minutes in front of 10 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Yeah, this is good music. You know, this is what we need. We need this in the year 2006. We need it badly. We need it at the ballot box, baby. We need to throw the GOP out on its butt. That is so great, isn't it? Once again, we play better music than the FM stations. 9:44, 60 minutes in front of 10, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
You're still going to have a slow drive southbound 225 across Aurora, coming off that I-70 interchange due to the rollover accident in between Alameda and Mississippi. Still working on that one. Northbound's much improved. Good speeds head north up to the I-70 interchange, but southbound's going to take you a while. The rest of the highway system looks pretty good. No worries on I-70 on either side of the city. Looks good through T-Rex on both sides of the highway and I-25, and no problems on the turnpike to or from Boulder right now. Weather forecast, cloudy, scattered showers, storms throughout the day, a high of 54. That continues tonight, low 36. Then tomorrow, cooler, with rain showers continuing and a high of only 50. Right now, it's 45 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Dora the Explorer is coming to Denver and wants to see you. Visit the Comcast booth at the Aurora Town Center Friday, May 5th from 5 to 9. Bring your camera and take your picture with Dora. There'll be fun, prizes, and games for the kids. Don't miss Dora.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
AM 760, KKZN, is conducting a contest called EcoTrip. To enter, log on to www.am760.net. Weekdays, April 3rd through May 5th, 2006, between the 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. hours, one randomly selected name will be announced on AM 760. If you hear your name, call 303-713-8485 within 1 hour to claim your qualifying prize and become qualified for the chance to win an eco trip to Costa Rica. No purchase necessary. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old. One prize per household from AM 760's parent company Denver sister stations within any 90-day period. Additional rules apply. For complete rules, visit our offices at 4695 South Monaco Street, Denver, Colorado, 80237.
The hot weather's coming. It's time to get that air conditioner checked out. Beat the summer heat with Aspen Tire's Chill Out Special. We'll evacuate and recharge your AC for $19.95. If you need Freon, that's an additional charge. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams. Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday. When you're in the mood for a great breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Dimitri's Family Restaurant on the corner of Jewel and Havana in Aurora is the place to go. Dimitri's is your best bet for a great meal 7 days a week. You're at home when you're at Dimitri's.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, here you go. And got to defeat him, right? By the Iron Butterfly. 9:48, 12 minutes in front of 10 o'clock.
And I got to defeat him, baby.
With that big, long drum solo. And only the underground FM radio stations will play the drum solo. The AM stations will play the edited version of it. Right?
We have the full 17-minute version here, Jay.
Do we have the drum solo? Can we have a little taste of the drum solo? Yeah, here it is. Used to put this on to do a couple of things. One, you could eat dinner or lunch. Two, you could, against the teletype machine. Three, you could go to the restroom or have a cigarette. Well, you know, it's the truth. I'll be right back, man. I can wander down the hall. This goes on for 17 minutes. I once fell asleep on a radio station couch during the full version of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, only to have the radio station off the air for, must have been 20 minutes before the local police came and knocked on the door, asking why the station was off the air and if something had happened to the operator. See, it doesn't get any better than this. It doesn't get any lot more livelier than this. I can't remember it ever getting... I mean, usually it gets kind of... Yeah, okay. All right, let's get back to the phones before we get into trouble. See, don't you... You know, we ought to come in here some morning and blow off all the phone calls and just play all this old stuff. You know, just play all this old stuff and the hell with it and give the fox a heart attack. Why not? Let me go to J.R. in Cheyenne. J.R., you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
Say, I can shed a little light on this gas pricing situation.
Okay, please do.
I used to be a manager for several independent gas stations.
Hmm.
And first off, wholesale gas prices change every night at midnight. And so when we needed gas, you get a price quote from, like, three different carriers. And then, of course, you go with the cheapest one. Now, as far as setting the actual price, every station goes around town and sees what everybody else is selling it for. And then you price yours.
So, in other words, if you could get one or two stations to break the price limit, you might get the rest to follow?
Yes. Yes. And if the independent stations run a lot different than if you go to an Exxon station versus Joe's service station. Exxon sets their prices out of their corporate offices. And so they may raise their price. Let's say you got yours at $2.29 and you'll go the next day and see they got theirs at $2.49. Well, the independents, they watch that, and if Exxon don't drop theirs down, everybody else raises theirs up.
Man, we should be able to get somebody here in the Denver area, somebody here in the Denver-Boulder area and along the Front Range to take the first step to lower those prices.
Yeah, and see, the thing of it is, with the independent stations, see, a lot of times we were only making 2 or 3 cents a gallon on it.
Well, how did you make your money if you're only making 2 to 3 cents?
Well, you got a convenience store and stuff with
it.
Oh,
that's right.
Your money. And you have to sell at least 50,000 gallons a month, or they won't even deliver it to you. So that's why, you know, that does help a little bit in the competition. But if some big company comes in and ups their price and just holds out and keeps it there, eventually everybody raises up to that.
You know, but why couldn't you turn around if you were an independent? Why couldn't you turn around and if you only made 2 to 3 cents, why couldn't you lower your profit margin to 2 cents a gallon, or maybe just even a penny? Or maybe use gas as a loss leader for what you sell inside the store and keep your prices low and you'd be mobbed.
Well, that's what we used to do. We were always the cheapest in town because, you know.
You'd have people crawling around all over you.
That's the way we operated. But, you know, you gotta figure your average cost. And, of course, we had a computer system because you're buying gas at different prices at all times. And so... You know, because
how often does the price of gas fluctuate?
Well, it changes every night at midnight, the wholesale price. It changes every day.
But, I mean, how much does it go up or down?
Sometimes it's only a penny or two. Sometimes it'll be 15 cents. And it just depends on what refinery it's coming from. We'd get gas out of Nebraska sometimes, sometimes out of Colorado, sometimes here out of Wyoming. It just depended on who gave us the cheapest price.
Boy, I would love to own a gas station.
Yeah.
Because trust me, I'd be charging $125 for a ho-ho and about 29 cents for gas.
Yeah, exactly.
You know it?
But that's kind of how it works. And you're not allowed to talk to any other gas station owner, obviously. It's against the law. That's price fixing. If you say, you know, what are you going to set your gas at? But the same thing can be accomplished. You just drive around. Everybody goes around and does gas surveys and sees what everybody else is selling.
There ought to be some way for the consumer to be more protected than that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, it's kind of an old, antiquated system, but that's how it works.
I mean, how much profit is too much profit? That, you know, that's the question you got to ask yourself.
Yeah, and see, it's not the gas stations that are making the money. It's the refineries and the oil companies. The little independent guys, they're making 2-3 cents a gallon.
So they're making their money off, like, cigarettes. They're making their money off, like,
candy,
you know,
bars.
Candy bars, ho-hos.
Exactly.
Soft drinks.
That's where they make their money.
Beer.
And that's why a lot of the stations have even complained about having the pay-at-the-pump things, because they're not getting them in the store.
Well, most
and they're not making any money on the gas.
Most of these places have pay-at-the-pump now.
Yeah. And it's really difficult, and it's caused some problems because you're not getting those people in the store.
You know, I worked in a gas station once.
Yeah.
I worked all nights at an Arco station on 17th Street in Santa Ana, California.
Right.
Off the Newport Beach Freeway, selling gasoline. And I was only like, 17 years old maybe 18. And I'm going to tell you right now, any good-looking woman who came in, who got gas, I undercharged her. Trust me, I did, man. You bet.
Well, I'm sure that does happen.
And I worked in the days when it used to have the where you would sit in the little office with the mirror,
right?
So you could look out and you hear the bing bing, and you'd have to get up out of your chair, and they didn't have self service.
That's right.
So you had to go out there and you had to go pump the gas.
You had to do it.
And if she would flirt with me, trust me, I'd top that tank. I topped that tank, and I deduct a couple of bucks off of that.
Right.
All right, JR, thanks,
okay,
man. Appreciate
it. Bye.
I'm also the same guy who used to was an ice cream man for the Tropical Ice Cream Company, and I would raise the prices of the ice cream in the rich neighborhoods and lower it in the poorer ones. Let me go to Ron in Littleton. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hey, Ron, how are you?
Hey, you're talking about, I wanted to bring up a subject, but you're talking about long songs. Get the long version of Light My Fire.
Oh, sure, by the Doors.
Yeah, That'll take, what, 20 minutes?
No, it's not that long. It's about 14, I think.
Oh, okay. I always liked that.
No, it isn't even 14. It may be about 7 or 8.
I just know they had a long version of it.
I'll give you another long song. How about MacArthur's Park?
That's right.
By Richard Harris. Do we have that?
Yeah, I remember that. No, but you're talking
MacArthur
about
Park by Richard Harris. I'm asking Slick in the other room there if we got it. Do we have it? We have it. Check this out. Someone left a cake out on the rain, and I'll bake it. We should display this. You know what? One morning when I can't get any phone calls, okay, which happens every once in a while on this show, I'm just gonna. Yeah, here we go. Turn it up. It's so dramatic.
It ran one step ahead, like fire in the dark.
God, it's like a bad Tom Jones. Okay, see you later, man. I appreciate it. We're out of time. Thank you for the call. And you know what? I'm going to play the whole version of this some morning. I promise you. It'll be my swan song morning before I get fired. Tomorrow, 4 hours of open phones. Anything you want to talk about, including we'll play the whole version of this if you want it. Have yourselves a good day and stay dry.
MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark.
There are certain people, maybe you know one, who can't live anywhere but in town. They need a steady diet of espresso, sushi, and independent films. These are people who get lost south of Hamden and hyperventilate when they see too much beige. They can't take a shower and run the dishwasher at the same time, but that's okay. because they'd rather have the gritty charm of an urban neighborhood than the shiny newness of a suburban one. If you know someone like this, please give them this message from McStain. We understand. Let them know we're building homes in some interesting urban places, homes with character and big closets, all new on the inside and distinctly urban on the outside. New homes for people who don't like new homes in Lowry, Stapleton, Belmar, and Platt Park.